following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
This is the voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92.7. Welcome to Trappers Warm-Up, a preview of tonight's Pier Trappers game. Now, let's go to the ballpark for Trappers Warm-Up.
Welcome into Hyde Stadium for a very special edition of Trappers Warm-Up. We have your Pier Trappers hosting the Souris Valley Saberdogs. Game one of our Best of Five Expedition League Championship Series. We've had some uncertainty over this last week. Two of the four teams in the league folded out last minute. And so we had to scramble, put together at least one championship series to send us off before the season ends. We're getting started very, very early here. First pitch was scheduled for 6:35, but we already are almost set for the national anthem. So you know what we'll do? We'll play my interview with Coach Jamie Habiger through this anthem break. I sat down and talked with him just a few minutes ago about this upcoming championship series. And I'm now here with Trappers coach Jamie Habiger ahead of game one of our Best of Five Expedition League Championship Series. Coach, we talked about this day since the beginning of the season and thinking it was going to be in August, but here we are on July 7th and we are here in the Championship Series against the Saberdogs, about what we expected. What's the message been like to your team today? How are you getting everybody ready?
Yeah, I think they're ready to go. I haven't had to say much. You know, I've said it all at the beginning of the year, the first time we played these guys, that we're going to meet them again in the championship, and it just happened about a month early. So we're ready to go. Hopefully we put on a good show, you know, for Pier and for the Trappers fans, and I'm looking forward to it. I love playoff atmosphere, championship atmosphere, so I'm excited and ready to go, and I think the guys are ready to go as well.
During those four games in North Iowa that we just came off of, it seemed like the energy just kind of wasn't there, you know, with the whole uncertainty of the league, people not knowing what was going to happen, but it seems like that energy is back now, especially when you have an incentive of what to play for and knowing when you're going to play again.
Yeah, you know what, we know we got three games left for sure, and they're all at home, and we're going to play them out as hard as we can, and we got a great group of guys, and it's just a shame that I can't be with them another month, but we're going to go out as hard as we can and try to get that win.
So you've got Lewis Manning out there today. Kind of the theme for him is when he's on the mound, he doesn't get the run support that he typically needs, and the defense doesn't play typically as well as they usually do.
Yeah, you're right. Lewis usually has one or two innings where the guys don't back him up, and then we don't have a couple timely hits. So we play a complete game against these guys, and I think we're going to surprise them. I think we're a complete game is what we need. Everybody to give their all 100%, 100% of the time, and we even need the bench and the fans into it. So I'm looking forward to it.
What was it like making this game one lineup? You said to me earlier, I had to make probably about 10 of these before I finally got the one that I wanted. How did you finally come to a final lineup?
You know what? It's tough. It's great. It's a good and bad thing that I have a tough time making a lineup. That means we got a good solid bench, group of guys on the bench waiting to get in. You know what? I just kind of looked at our previous games against the guy pitching tonight and kind of went with who matched up well against him and who's been doing well on defense. So I think we got a pretty good squad in tonight.
You've talked about the guy that's pitching for the Saberdogs, Thomas Gutierrez. He hasn't given up an earned run all season technically in almost 35 innings. But last time you guys faced him, Will Hoke barreled up a couple balls that would have been home runs if the wind wasn't blowing straight in. And it seems like the guys of anybody that has seen Gutierrez this season, your guys in that game in Sioux Falls saw him better than anyone else did.
Yeah, I agree. That game, I think Maddox had maybe two doubles that game. We left guys on second and third a couple times, made a few errors. So we're done with that mentality of being down and staying down. If we get down, we're coming back. So we're going to fight till the end.
What are you most looking forward to in this five-game series?
Winning it. I'm looking forward to just winning it. I'm looking forward to beating these guys, and I'm okay with winning a couple games. I just really want to beat the Saberdogs. You know, they got a really, really good team, a bunch of mature players, good hitters, good pitching. So just to come out and get a win and compete with them would be kind of the cherry on the season, because this is our nemesis, really.
It's everybody's nemesis, it is. It seems like.
It is. They're just a good squad.
All right, so we'll go to our would you rather question for this first game. Coach, would you rather always be dressed up, suit and tie, like the most formal man in the room, or always be dressed down, kind of like, you know, pajamas or like in like, I don't know, just shorts and a T-shirt?
Oh, I would say dressed up. I don't mind being the best one dressed in the room. So I would say dressed up at all times. I think it just gives a level of professionalism and you know, first appearance is everything. So if you walk in the suit, obviously you mean business.
That's reminded me of something. It might have been a little bit rough to wear a suit during that 4th of July parade there on the float. That was a fun one, but you would have got that suit soaking wet.
It would have. It probably would have been red, white, and blue or something, but
oh,
it would
yeah.
have been, it would have been a Stars and Stripes suit, but
like the red, white, and blue shirt that you were wearing.
Right. Right.
The parade.
Right. Right. Exactly. Maybe with the tie, kind of goes back to that would you rather question about the big head. So
oh,
I have to wear the collared shirt all the time.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, Coach. Sounds good. Good luck today. And let's hope that we're talking about a game one victory here after this one's over.
Yeah, let's do it. Thanks, Ryan. Go Trap.
So after that long interview I had with Coach Jamin Havager, we are already quickly underway here in Hyde Stadium. We're starting first pitch almost 9 minutes before it was originally scheduled. Luis Pelayo leading things off for the Saberdogs. Lewis Manning on the mound, and we already in a 1-1 count. That one's chopped up the middle, and that will leak through past Andrew Beavers at shortstop for a base hit. So quickly, a leadoff man is aboard for the Saberdogs. Luis Pelayo got a pitch he could handle there in the 1-1 count and just leaked it over that second base bag. So we are just underway here on Championship Thursday, game one of our best of five series between the Pier Trappers and the Souris Valley Saberdogs. Lewis Manning on the hill, the Trappers right-hander. Trappers wearing their blue jerseys. Saberdogs wearing those bright red with the powder blue pants. Hunter Delanoy now up there for the first time in this game, and he has a lot of league accolades to his name. First pitch, fired in there, fastball for a called strike one. In this game, coming into this championship series, Hunter Delanoy, a .462 batting average, which is the highest in league history for a single player. And it's not like his sample size is that tiny either. He has 91 at-bats. The 0-1 pitch. That one misses up and outside, so the count now 1-1. Ryan Breeden here, your voice of the Trappers. Game one of our best of five championship series. All five games being played here at Hyde Stadium. Left-handed hitting Hunter Delanoy stands upright. Very little bend in the knees. The 1-1 goes a changeup, and it misses low for ball two. Delanoy, a grad student to Wayne State. And to add on to that, best average in league history of .462, he also has the highest on-base percentage in league history at .565. 2-1 pitch, swung on and missed for strike two, challenged him with a high fastball. So the count now even at 2-2, just underway here. Top of the first inning, 0-0 our score. Luis Pelayo, the leadoff hitter for the Saberdogs, reached on a base hit up the middle. And the count 2-2. Manning working from the stretch, taking his time and throws the 2-2. And that one is nubbed foul to the left side. Saberdogs coach Michael Kieran grabs that one from his third base coaching box. And Kieran, he's looking for some history here as well. This would be his sixth postseason championship as a head coach. Saberdogs won it last year. They're looking to go back-to-back. The 2-2 hit through the right side, and that gets over the head of Seagraves for a base hit. Luis Pelayo advances to second, and so back-to-back singles for the Saberdogs here in the top of the first and showing that they mean business early on here in game one. That brings up Seth Delgado, the catcher. And, you know, you can use any analogy you want to. David versus Goliath. United States versus Russia in that Miracle on Ice. Appalachian State versus Michigan. Use all the Cinderella comparisons you'd like. That's kind of the territory that your Pure Trappers would be treading in here if they could upset the Saberdogs in this best of five. First pitch to Delgado, and that one misses up and in for ball one. Coming into this first game, the Saberdogs 29-1 on the season. Garrett Arnold, the catcher for the Trappers, going out to chat with Lewis Manning. Just gives him a quick talk. Pat on the button. He's heading back over there behind the dish. The count 1-0. Runners on first and second. Nobody out here in the top of the first. The Saberdogs back-to-back hits from Pelayo and Delanoy to start out this game. Saberdogs also on a 25-game win streak coming into this one. See if the Trappers can steal one here. The 1-0 pitch, that one's popped up to the right side. That might bounce off this press box roof. I was preparing for it. I was braced for impact, but it just drifted straight over my head and onto the street behind me. It's a beautiful evening for baseball as well. 78 degrees and sunny. A little bit of wind, but not really that much, blowing out towards the right side of the field. 1-1 the count. Lewis Manning gets set and a pitch. Goes off speed, and that's popped up high in the air into straightaway center field. Maddox Mueller drifts a few steps to his left and corrals that one for out number one. So there is one away here in this top of the first inning. The runners stay exactly where they are stationed at first and second. And that brings up Chris Monroe. He, to say the least, has been excellent this season for the Saberdogs. If there were a league MVP, this guy would be one of the front runners, probably the front runner. Leads the Expedition League in home runs. He has 14 of them. Leads the league in RBI, hits, runs, total bases, doubles, you name it. Pretty much every stat other than average. He is the league leader. He has runners on first and second with one away here in the top of the first, just underway here in game one of our best of five championship series. Manning from the stretch, first pitch, fastball taken for strike one. However, just like how I was mentioning that reference to David versus Goliath, just like every Goliath, Chris Monroe does have his weakness. He has his Achilles heel, and it has been the off-speed pitch. Most of his strikeouts have come on the off-speed this season, pretty much a dead red hitter. He has adjusted a little bit these last couple of weeks. 0-1 goes with that off-speed, and you see Monroe way out in front and nubbing that one foul off to the right side. So the count 0-2 to the Saberdogs cleanup hitter. Jake Barlow is on deck. Ben Newbert to follow that. And then still over there in the dugout waiting for their chance to hit. Ben Wilmes, Eddie Martinez, and Alex Crouch. We got this game off and running very quickly, starting about 8 minutes before first pitch. Everyone was ready to go, so why not start it? The count 0-2, runners on first and second with one away, top of the first. Manning, the 0-2 pitch, goes with a fastball and a stone-cold take there from Monroe up and in. So the count now 1-2. Monroe, that big frame, 6'5". Went to Central Michigan last season. The 1-2 pitch goes off speed, and Monroe waves and just barely tips that one foul straight back. The count remains 1-2. And so for Lewis Manning this season, this is his 25th inning of work, his 7th outing in total. Has a 6.37 ERA.
He's given up 17 earned runs. The 1-2 pitch, fastball, fouled straight back once again. So the count remains 1-2, and Chris Monroe battling here in this at-bat. Luis Palayo led this game off with a chopped single right up the middle past the outstretched glove of Andrew Beavers, and then Hunter Delanoy lined one into right field. A big shift on that Trappers infield. Everyone shifted to that left side for the pull-heavy right-handed hitter. Trevor Seagraves, the Trapper's second baseman, is shifted over to the other side of second base. Big hole to the right side. 1-2 pitch. Fastball. Rung him up. Strike three. Dotted that outside fastball. So two away now here in the top of the first. Lewis Manning back-to-back outs after back-to-back hits to start out the game. And a chance to potentially get out of this inning unscathed. But Jake Barlow will stand in his way. Barlow has 42 hits this season. 9 of them are home runs. I think it's actually 6. I think I was a typo on my end. Is what it is. So 6 of his 42 hits have been home runs. There's a looping curveball taken for strike one. Dropped that one at the knees. 0-1, two outs. Top of the first. Runners on first and second. Barlow, a senior at Delta State University. The 0-1 pitch goes that looping curve again and gets a wave and a miss from Barlow. So the count now 0-2. Lewis Manning a strike away from pitching a scoreless top of the first. Thomas Gutierrez, the Saberdogs ace, is awaiting his opportunity in the bottom of the first. Barlow is one of those guys that is just an all-around great player. A lot of these Trappers have great respect for him. The 0-2 pitch, fastball goes outside with it again and does not get the call. Similar in location to that rung-up strike three on Chris Monroe. This one is a little bit higher than the last. 1-2 the count. Barlow leads his team in stolen bases. Only has 18 RBI, though. 1-2, looping curveball, and that one's hit well down the left field line, and that had the home run distance, but it just hooked foul. Barlow, that bat head way out in front. So the count remains 1-2. If you ask a lot of guys on this Trappers team who the best player on the Saberdogs is, over 50% will actually say Jake Barlow. He's up there right now. Two outs, top of the first. 1-2 the count. Runners on first and second. The 1-2 pitch. High fastball fouled straight back off the cage. And so it will bounce back into foul ground. So I'll have to go scoop that one up. Ahead of this 1-2 pitch. Here in the capital of South Dakota, in Pierce, South Dakota, about a couple hundred feet away from the state capital. Lewis Manning checks the runner at second. A couple head turns, and we'll get a called time from the home plate umpire. Manning has been very diligent about checking those runners. And he is showing that right here. The 1-2 goes with a curveball and it skips away, but Garrett Arnold able to corral it and keep it in front. So the count now 2-2. Two outs. Top of the first. Lewis Manning having to really work here in this one so far. Looking for that final strike to get out of it. This will be his 25th pitch of the inning. The 2-2.
Goes with the curveball again, and that one skips. So ball three now. Ben Neubert is on deck. He has a ton of right-handed power. Should he get the opportunity? The runners will be on the move here on the pitch, with it being a full count and two away. Manning, the payoff pitch, runners in motion, and that one's cranked into left center field, and that will get down for a base hit. One run will score. Monroe, I don't know why I said Monroe, he's not even out there, but Maddox Mueller in center field misplayed it, and so Luis Pelayo and Hunter Delanoy both scored. They were on the move, on the pitch. So Pelayo scores easily from second, and Delanoy scores from first. Again, that one just dropped ahead of the center fielder, Maddox Mueller, and he just misplayed it, and it rolled right by him. And so as a result, Jake Barlow is on second. Two runs have scored here for the Saberdogs in the top of the first on that two-out, two RBI base hit. Well, I think they'll probably say he took second on the error. First pitch to Neubert. Fastball on the outside for a called strike. So there's an unfortunate sequence there with two away in the top of the first. Neubert, no one count, and the pitch. That one's cranked into left field, and that gets past the diving Andrew Beavers for a base hit. Barlow rounding third. The throw home is cut off, and so he will score easily. Another two-out RBI for the Saberdogs here in the top of the first. That one from Ben Neubert just lined it in to left field. Andrew Beavers tried to make a play on it. So it is now 3-0, Saberdogs leading it here in the top of the first. So Soares Valley doing a good job with two outs of getting some runs on the board early for their ace, Thomas Gutierrez, and really making Lewis Manning work here in this half inning. He's about to throw his 29th pitch. First pitch runs up and in for ball one. It's a new guy, a new face for the Saberdogs, Ben Wilms. He's only played in one game prior to this one. That was on June 28th. Went 2-for-4 with a base hit, a double, an RBI, and a run scored. He has a runner on first. We get a called time from the home plate umpire. So the way we got here, we had those back-to-back base hits to start out the inning from Pelayo and Delanoy, followed by back-to-back outs recorded of Delgado and Monroe, but then a two-out, two RBI base hit from Jake Barlow and an RBI base hit from Ben Neubert. Off-speed pitch misses low and outside, so the count 2-0. Ben Wilms starting at third base here in this one. Looks very similar to Ben Neubert, who's over there on first. They have a very similar frame. They both have that long, dark, curly hair. The 2-0 pitch. That one hit him. I think they'll say that grazed off the elbow guard, but home plate umpire instead says it just goes down as a ball because they say that Wilms stuck out that elbow for it to graze. Typically, when that happens, it would be called a strike. Instead, this one called ball three. So the count 3-0. Runner on first. Three runs already across here for the Saberdogs. The 3-0. And there's a called strike on that fastball. That's been Lewis Manning's best pitch here in this first inning. An inning that has kind of dragged on now. It was out to a quick start, but Lewis Manning is now 30 pitches into this first. The 3-1, and that one has popped up into shallow center field. It will be Andrew Beavers, the shortstop, who calls for it. a couple of feet into the grass and finally retires the side, but not before the Saberdogs have some clutch two-out hitting to pull out to an early lead here in game one of our best of five championship series. Trappers have some work to do as we go to the bottom of the first, trailing it 3-0 here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to the Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total-joint.
I completely forgot that we were playing Name That Tune. It's been so long since I've had a game. 3 days feels like an eternity. That's how long we had between our most recent game for the Trappers in Bancroft, Iowa, until now. That one, of course, Radioactive by Imagine Dragons. Brian Breeden here in the Hyde Stadium press box. Game one of our best of five Expedition League Championship Series. The first time the Trappers have appeared in the Championship Series in franchise history. Of course, a bit of a technicality with the two other teams, the Roosters and the Pilots, folding out here over this last week. It really sent this season on a much quicker time frame. Trevor Seagraves will lead off for the Trappers, who need a couple of runs here. You want to try and respond as quickly as you can and not let the Saberdogs build up momentum. Of course, it's easier said than done, especially against this left-handed pitcher on the mound for the Saberdogs. Thomas Gutierrez, who in 34 innings pitched this season, has not given up a single earned run. First pitch, fastball, check swing, and it's fouled off to the right side. So the count 0-1 to the leadoff man, the second baseman, Trevor Seagraves. The first time the Trappers saw Gutierrez, he gave up just three hits. Trevor Seagraves was one of them. The 0-1 pitch, and that one is lined to the right side, fielded cleanly by Barlow, and throws to first in time for out number one. So some hard contact there from Seagraves, just hits it on the ground right to the Saberdogs' second baseman. So one away here in the bottom of the first. That will bring up Hunter Brown, starting at third. Has really settled into that number two spot in the lineup. It's where we have seen him for a majority of the games this season. The California kid. He's still a young one, just a sophomore. Not very many guys that are upperclassmen on this Trappers team. First pitch, fastball misses low, just below the knees, so the count 1-0. One out here in the bottom of the first. And the pitch, that one has popped up to the right side, drifting foul out of play. Will land over there on the grass, so some kids will try and sprint after that one and see who can get there first. The count 1-1. A pretty great crowd here at Hyde for this championship series game one. We had the Chamber of Commerce here earlier before the game, kind of had a bit of a, I don't know, you call it a farmer's market, whatever you want to call it. They had some tables set up. There's a called strike two on a fastball up in the upper part of the zone. Quickly working the 1-2 pitch, and that one is lined into left field, but it will hang up there for Luis Pelayo, who just glides his way to that one for out number two. Hunter Brown, again, you know, the luck has just really not turned in his favor this season. You see another line out there for Hunter Brown. He came into this game leading the team in hard hit balls, but on the flip side of that, with what we just saw there, his batting average on balls in play is just 270. So not a lucky hitter. Neither is Will Hoku, is up there for the first time, takes a first pitch high for ball one. Will Hoku kind of had Gutierrez's number the last time these two saw each other in Sioux Falls on Father's Day weekend. 1-0 pitch. There's a called strike. That fastball at the knees. Will Hoku quite nearly had two home runs against Gutierrez in that game. But that violent wind blowing straight in at Canary Stadium, is that's a broken bat. And it's hit back to shortstop, fielded cleanly in the throw. On the run to first is in time. The Lumber nearly taking out Thomas Gutierrez on the mound. It will go down as a broken bat, ground out to short. So the Trappers go down in order in the bottom of the first. Lewis Manning will come back out for the top of the second. The Trappers trailing it 3-0 here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
We'll make it 2-0 on the Name That Tune segment we have coming back in commercial breaks. That one, Somebody That I Used to Know by Gautier. It was a hit single, and then Gautier kind of said, all right, I'm good. That's my one song, and now I'm out of here. Eddie Martinez will lead things off, standing in there with that big 6'4", 6'5" frame. Trappers trailing it 3-0 after an inning of play. Lewis Manning, the starting pitcher, gets set. First pitch from the windup, and it misses low. So the count 1-0. Martinez out there in center field here tonight has kind of taken over that role since joining the team. This is game number 14 for him with the SaberDogs. The 1-0 pitch, and that one is roped to the left field line, and that will roll all the way to the wall for extra bases. Martinez, those big legs rounding and heading to second, and he is in there standing up with a leadoff double. That ball blasted off the bat, probably over 100 miles per hour on the exit, D-Lo. Of course, that's not official. We don't have that technology here at Hyde Stadium, but nonetheless, it goes down as a leadoff double. Eddie Martinez standing over there at second now. And with him standing next to Trevor Seagraves, it's kind of an Aaron Judge, Jose Altuve situation where you can really see that height difference. SaberDogs down to the bottom of the order, the number 9 hitter, Alex Crouch. He has a runner in scoring position with nobody out here in the top of the second. Lefty. First pitch goes with the off speed, gets him swinging at that one. So the count 0-1. Crouch kind of stands like Cody Bellinger in the box. Completely upright, stiff as a board, has the bat resting on his shoulder, and then has that violent uppercut swing. And despite the success of this lineup in its entirety for the SaberDogs, Alex Crouch actually has the lowest batting average on the team, tries to get that bunt down, and he does, but it will bounce off of the grass and off that lip of the grass and dirt and bounced foul. So the count 0-2. Crouch has a batting average of 217. For reference, the team batting average is 369. Crouch does have some good clutch hitting, though. Has 17 RBI on the season. Has a couple of home runs. A couple of doubles as well. He has a runner in scoring position right now with nobody out in the top of the second. But an 0-2 count. And Manning will just swing and pivot back to that second base bag and look Martinez back to second. So we'll have a moment before this 0-2 pitch. And now Manning will deliver the 0-2. Goes off speed and it's chopped foul off that front foot of Alex Crouch. Kind of one of those newer era players that you see play that left side of the infield, whether it be third base or shortstop. It's shortstop tonight. But he throws it righty, as most people on that right side of the infield would, but he swings it from the left side. Started to see more guys who are split in that way. The 0-2 goes a fastball, challenges him, and is hit into center field. Maddox Mueller ranging back and makes the catch for out number one. That ball was hit on a button as well. Just hung up there for Maddox Mueller, patrolling center field like he does best. Has a ton of range and very rarely misplays anything in the outfield. That's why it was maybe a bit of a surprise when that Jake Barlow base hit skipped by him and allowed for two runs to score. Luis Pelayo back up now. He is 1-for-1 with a base hit and a run scored, the first run of this game. He has a runner aboard. They're on second with one out. Top of the second. And the first pitch goes with that curveball and gets him swinging out in front. So the count 0-1. Manning gets set. Checks the runner at second. And keeps checking back there, keeps swinging the head. We have another called time. That's the fourth time already here in this game where Lewis Manning has just kept turning that head from home plate back to second, home plate back to second, and then had a eventual called time. Martinez started out this inning with a leadoff double. The 0-1 pitch, that one is roped well to deep right center field. That might carry out of here, and it will. That'll take a bounce off the top of the Post 8 bus and roll to the train tracks. They'll need a cow catcher to get that one off the tracks. That's a two-run home run from Luis Pelayo, his third home run of the season. All three of them have come against the Trappers. This one here at Hyde Stadium, and it pushes the lead to 5-0 for the Saberdogs. Just a pitch that hung right there at belt height. And Pelayo, he has some strength. He's got some power. He has shown it time and time again against the Trappers, and he shows it there, turning on that one. So now Lewis Manning needs to try and dial back in here after that two-run home run to face Hunter Delanoy, who is 1-for-1 in this game. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX-F, M. Pier. Seatbelts save lives, so please buckle up every time. First pitch to Delanoy, and that one is hit well out to deep right field. Near the track, near the wall, Griffin jumps up and makes the catch while backtracking into the fence near the Dakota Storm roof and gutters sign. Nearly was back-to-back jacks for the Saberdogs, but that one just falls into the glove of Jacob Griffin. That now brings up Seth Delgado. 5-0 the score. This is game one of the best of five championship series. First pitch off speed. Misses in the dirt for ball one. Lewis Manning now in this game. He has thrown over 50 pitches. And the pitch, and that one's hit on the ground to third. Hunter Brown on the big hop, fields it. Crow hop to first, and the throw is in time to retire the side. But not before that two-run home run off the bat of Luis Pelayo. And so that will take us to the bottom of the second inning. 5-0 the score here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92-7.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Long summer days means lots of time to get work done. Is your mower ready? At Darren Boyle Sales, I have new 6, 7, 8, 10, and 12-foot Bush Hog mowers on hand. Plus, I have a new Bush Hog 9-foot disc mower, a Bush Hog 12-wheel rake, and a Bush Hog 8-foot mounted blade on hand priced to sell. If you're in the market for farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Welcome back into Hyde Stadium. The bottom of the second inning. Ryan Breeden here, your voice of the Trappers, running a solo crew for now. Hoping to have some guests on in a little while. Saber Dogs leading it 5-0 over your Trappers. And I'll answer the name that tune that we had leading us back in from the break. That was 1985 by Bowling for Soup. So 3-0, I think, now I am on the day for my Name That Tune segment that I have that was put together by my producer, Heather Williams, as well as her husband, who is the PA announcer for the Trappers, sitting a couple of feet over to my right here in the Hyde Stadium press box. Anthony Barraza will slowly walk his way into the right-handed batter's box. The Trappers have some work to do here. If they want to come back in this one, you need to just stay as composed as you possibly can. And just not think about the fact that it's 5-0. Just try and slowly dig back into this. We'll see what they can do here in the second inning. A first pitch from Gutierrez misses outside for ball one. Gutierrez needed just 9 pitches to get through the first inning. The 1-0 pitch runs inside near the knee of Anthony Barraza, so the count 2-0. So I will have my first guest of the broadcast here. It'll be the Trappers GM, John Hunt. There
What's
we go.
Up?
Got you unmuted. And
tell you what, it's
that one is.
Ooh, Barraza got a hold of it, but just pulled it foul.
Left side bounces off the dugout of the Saber Ducks.
We have an amazing crowd out here at the ballpark. Then, if you're still anywhere close, bring yourself to the ballpark. There's still a few seats left. This crowd number may top opening day today.
I think that it might. Looking down there, I like what I'm seeing. High fastball swing and a miss from Barraza. Ran that one up there, and Barraza could not resist.
Now, yes. Tell me a little bit about this pitcher. What is he throwing? You've got to be throwing 92 to 95, easy.
I would guess probably not, low 90s,
okay.
Where he usually sits at, and has that fastball, as we see it there, but it misses. So a nice take from Barraza. The peel down is not in time, so the count 3-2.
This is power on power, though. Barraza,
yes, it is.
On the Saber Dogs pitcher.
Barraza, a couple home runs on the season, tied for the team lead with 2. He has a full count here to lead off the bottom of the second. And the pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. He changed the speeds on him and ran that one down there below the barrel of Barraza. So there is out number 1 here.
Yeah, and we've seen the power of the Saber Dogs so far in this game. But again, I've been saying this to our guys all week long. You don't play the game on paper. Sure, they have a powerful team, and they're not shy about showing you how powerful they are.
Yes.
Anytime they do something well, they make sure you know that they did something well.
And as long as I'm sure that we have a little bit different of mentalities on just like kind of the sportsmanship of baseball, because you've been around the game for a lot longer than I have. First pitch to Garrett Arnold. There's that fastball humming in there, but it misses high for ball one. I'm kind of one of those believers of, if you can back up your play on the field, I'm okay with you showing some celebration as long as you're not saying anything personal or targeting somebody else.
Right.
Someone's popped up to the right
and
side.
And that hasn't happened. I'm not saying that's
happened. Jake Barlow, the second baseman, drifts over just into the outfield grass and makes the catch for out number two.
But, yeah, they have a – they know what they want.
Yes.
They have an idea that they're going to come to the trap house and sweep this team. And I'm telling you right now, your peer trappers are going to fight – like dogs,
yes,
to do anything they can to stop that from happening. 30-1, you can't say that this is a bad team. They are a very powerful and good baseball team. There's no question about that. But again, you play the game on the field.
And it's a young Trappers team, too. You know, most
no
of these
question.
Guys are underclassmen. Most of them are probably on average 3 years younger than the average Saberdog, as that one misses up and in, so the count 1-0.
And I want to do. I also want to thank our friends at the Chamber of Commerce who did our pregame party out here, and thank our friends at Aflac. For doing a great job.
Had those miniature ducks.
And I can't get them to make the noise on the microphone, but they say Aflac. You know, and we're giving away prizes using those Aflac ducks and writing the numbers on them. So
1-1 pitch. That one is popped
coming
up to the
right
side. That might bounce off the roof. No, oh, yep,
it
there
did
you go.
Bounce off the
you
roof right over our head. I thought you were going to catch it.
Yeah, at first I thought that this was I tripped over, but it's off the tin roof. So the count 1-2.
Tin roof. Rusted.
Maddox Buehler steps out and calls time. 1-2 the count, 2 outs, bottom of the second, and the pitch, that one runs high. So what have you been, overall, your thoughts on how this last week has unfolded? You know, obviously it was something none of us really expected happening. You have two teams that fold out, and then we quickly get to our championship series.
That one's
hit well to deep center field, on the move, and at the track,
the catch
is made by Martinez.
And bouncing off the wall, but yes, we'll talk about that in the next inning,
yes,
so I have an opportunity to stay with you. So we'll talk a little bit about the last 2 weeks coming up.
We'll come back for the top of the third, a long out number three off the bat of Maddox Mueller. Looked like it might have been a solo home run, but just stayed in the yard. 5-0 the score, top of the third we go here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi, conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza. Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or take-out in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carry-out orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
That's a Britney Spears for you.
Yes.
So tragic.
I am 4-0 here on my Name That Tune, Toxic by
Toxic.
Britney Spears.
That's right.
That one came out, I think, in like 2002,
my
2001.
Kids, my
maybe?
Daughters were little. They used to run around the house, and they'd say, Daddy, we're going to put on a show. And they would imitate songs, and they loved Britney Spears. So anyways, we got to get back to the game.
Top of the third.
Big boppers at the plate.
5-0. The Saberdogs leading it here. Game one of our best of five championship series. First pitch crushed into left field. That will drop ahead of Tyler Trapphagen for a leadoff base hit. So there's Chris Monroe doing Chris Monroe things. Leads the league in pretty much every major hitting stat. Leads off the inning with a base hit to left, so runner aboard now with nobody out for Jake Barlow.
To answer some of the questions, and some answer now, and some of them I can't answer until after the season.
To refresh what we talked about before the break, I asked John Hunt, Ryan Breeden here, John Hunt, the GM of the Trappers, to my right, just asking him about what this last week or two has been like, because obviously we got on a quick crash course to this final championship series, which is happening a month earlier than it was supposed to.
Yes.
First pitch off speed, just missed. Looked pretty good there from Lewis Manning.
And here's what I can say. I can say that the teams that were in first and second are playing for the championship.
Yes.
You know, it's unfortunate what happened with the Pilots. It's unfortunate what happened You know, it's summer baseball. It's kids being kids.
1-0 pitch, and that one has popped up on the infield. Andrew Beavers, Hunter Brown looking for it, and it will ultimately be Hunter Brown drifting, taking a step onto the mound to make the catch for out number one.
And, you know, there's a lot of people that want us to say more than that, and this isn't the time for that.
No.
This is time to watch some baseball and talk about a championship. And whether or not it's the Saberdogs or the Trappers that win it, you got to win a championship on the field.
You want some sort of finality to the season. That's what we've talked about. Even when we kind of knew something like this might unfold, we had always said we need a championship series to send this.
And I'm so glad that we're able to have it here in the Trap House.
Ben Newbert, that one misses for ball one.
And, you know, the fans have shown their support. They're showing right now why Pierre is the best baseball town in the Expedition League.
100%.
Our average was over 550 for the season per game. And I'll let you get to the pitch.
1-0 pitch goes off speed. It was a hanging breaking
ball. Coming back toward us again.
Straight back, and it will go over the cage, the Welcome to Hyde Stadium cage, and drift back onto the concourse. So the count 1-1. Ben Newbert, 1-for-1 in this game, has an RBI to his credit. One of the 7 hits recorded for the Saberdogs thus far.
Exactly. But, you know, we're just happy to be playing championship baseball for the first time in Hyde Stadium history. And for right now, that's what it's all about. After the season, we can talk about other things.
1-1 off speed, and that one is hit high in the air. Straight away, center field. Maddox Mueller does not have a problem. Camps under that one and easily makes the catch for out number two.
I mean, sure, there are a lot of people with a lot of questions, a lot of rumors, some of which are true, some of which are false.
Yep.
Many of which are false.
I've seen a lot of things on social media that, like, obviously we know the answer to, but, like, we can't say yet. And
well, there's
no,
and sometimes there's nothing to say.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's people just stirring up stuff.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
I know that, our former president used to use that term fake news. There's a whole lot of fake news, going on when it comes to this whole situation.
Ben Wilms up here for the second time. First pitch goes with that curveball. We've seen a heavy dose of the Lewis Manning curveball in these first 2 2/3 innings, but that one misses outside.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they have Dennis Haysbert, who was in Major League up there, because, he couldn't hit the curveball. He needed Joe Boo to help him hit the curveball. And maybe he throws enough curveballs, maybe we get some damage done here and play some catch-up ball.
Pitch. There's another curveball, and that one's taken for a strike. So Chris Monroe led off this inning with a base hit, but since then back-to-back outs recorded of Barlow and Newbert.
I don't see Pedro Serrano out there, but I thought I saw Robinson Cano coming off.
No, I thought I did, too.
From his PED suspension.
He
might be playing for these guys right now. I don't know.
He might be waiting on the bench. That one misses in the dirt. Peel down, and that is not –
I mean, they've got a strong team. That's what I'm saying. That's how strong they are.
They've built a super team. That much we know. So the count 2-1, 2 outs, top of the third. I forgot that you were saying that joke before the game, and you had to be the one to say it on the air. You had to.
Well, they're beasts, man. They're big,
they really
strong,
are.
A little older, more experienced, powerful. They have all of that
2-1,
stuff.
2-1, that one bounces in the dirt for ball three. Garrett Arnold, a good job keeping it in front. So the count 3-1 with 2-way. You can use pretty much any comparison, any metaphor you want. You can talk about the Miracle on Ice.
You can talk about Rocky versus Drago.
Exactly. Talk about Michigan versus App State.
Yeah.
Talk about, there was another one too. David versus Goliath.
Yeah.
Kind of is up there.
Yeah. This one, and that doesn't mean our guys are going to give up, because they're not. They're going to fight tooth and nail as long and hard as they possibly can.
3-1, fastball, runs in there at the knees for a called strike two. So that metaphor, that question that you just said, I always confuse that. Is it to the nail or tooth and nail?
Tooth and nail.
I always thought it was to the nail.
Biting and clawing, tooth and nail.
Ah, okay, that makes sense. I've always heard it, and I it's one of those things that I never exactly knew what it was.
Exactly. 3-2, two outs.
Monroe will be on the move, and the pitch hit on the ground to third. Nice play on the move from Hunter Brown. Spinning 360 throw in time for out number 3.
Put a star by that one in your playbook, because Hunter Brown made a nice 360 spin to gun down the speedy runner. And I'm going to turn it back over to you, because I got to go do GM stuff and throw ducks to people.
Sounds fun. All right. Have fun. Thanks for joining me, John. And we will head to the bottom of the third. 5-0. The score remains. The Saberdogs leading it here.
in Game 1 of our Best of 5 Championship Series on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
The Corner Station in Pier can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They're open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pier.
Like it. We're getting some new stuff here on the Name That Tune segment that we have between commercial breaks. That one, Story of My Life by One Direction. I don't know if I should be embarrassed that I know that or proud. I think I'm going to go with proud. Bottom of the third underway here. Tyler Traphagen will stride in to that lefty batter's box for the first time tonight. Sabredogs have a 5-0 lead after 2.5 innings of play. And to answer a question that I was presented in the YouTube live stream from Lisa Gibson, Miss Lisa Gibson, this is our final series of the season as that one misses up and outside for ball one. After this best of five is over, the season will come to an end for the Trappers and the Sabredogs. 1-0 pitch goes with the slider, and that one runs low at the shins, so the count 2-0. Traphagen has been with the team for just a limited amount of time. Joined the team after that series in Sioux Falls. 2-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss for strike one. But Tyler Traphagen has made his presence felt, batting .367 since joining the team. Has 11 hits, 5 RBI, goes chasing at a high fastball in that one. So the count now even at 2-2. Thomas Gutierrez, the Sabredogs ace, out there for game one, and he has yet to give up an earned run this season in 36 innings pitched. The 2-2 fastball chopped on the ground right back to Gutierrez, who just fields, turns, and fires to first in time for out number one. So Traphagen grounds out back to the pitcher, and that will bring up Andrew Beavers starting at shortstop. His first start in a couple of days in there here. Batting over .300 this season in the top five on the team in average. Nobody on board here. First pitch, fastball up at the letters, and it misses for ball one. One out, bottom of the third. And the pitch, that one has popped up on the infield to the right side, drifting near foul ground, and Monroe runs out of room, and that one bounces just beyond the Trapper's dugout for a foul ball. Count now even at 1-1. Gutierrez has gone 2 1/3 innings, and he has thrown just 28 pitches. Contrast that to Lewis Manning, who in 3 innings has thrown 56. Gutierrez has just kind of been cruising so far in this one. The 1-1. That one is roped to the right side, slicing foul. So the count 1-2. Some pretty good wood to that one. Got the barrel to it, but just sliced it. Just like I do with my driver constantly when I am on the golf course. The 1-2 goes with the changeup, and it misses in the dirt for ball two. The first time the Trappers faced Gutierrez, he struck out 12 Trappers. The 2-2, now one is just a check swing. Tough play at third, bare hand, and a throw is past Chris Monroe. So that will go down to the throwing error. Beavers rounding first, heading to second, and he is in there safely. You're the Trappers. You'll take what you can get. It was a tough play there from the third baseman, Ben Wilms. It was a half swing, check swing from Beavers, and it was placed perfectly, kind of in that little zone of death for an infielder where you have to basically go all out and try and sell out and barehand it. That's what Wilms did, but the throw was up the line of Chris Monroe. Not allowed for Beavers to take second as well. So that does not go down as a hit. That is a throwing error. And so now a runner in scoring position for the Trappers, and that brings up Jacob Griffin. Lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch. Runs just outside, so the count 1-0. Griffin leads the team in total bases, RBI. He has a triple to his credit against the Saberdogs this season, an RBI triple. 1-0 pitch goes with the slider and runs it in there at the knees, so the count 1-1. Griffin also made a great defensive play against the Saberdogs, throwing a runner out at home in that one game in Sioux Falls. Trappers lost that one 6-2. 1-1 pitch. Fastball misses just outside, so the count 2-1. Saw Seth Delgado there just holding that glove up for a couple of seconds, trying to say, you know what? Unplayed umpire, I wanted that call. Andrew Beavers on second. One away, bottom of the third. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Slider runs outside. So when you have a lefty-lefty matchup, especially one where Gutierrez addresses that far left side of the rubber, almost even with Jacob Griffin, it makes all of your breaking pitches just seem that much more obscure. Jacob Griffin calls time, takes a deep breath, and stares straight at that barrel of his wooden bat. He does that quite a bit using his yoga breathing techniques. Tries to stay calm. The 2-2. Now it's hit on the ground to second. Takes a big hop. Fielded cleanly by Barlow, and it is on a line and in time for out number two. Beavers advances to third on the ground ball. So the Trappers have that potential first run of the game, 90 feet away from scoring, but they will need some clutch hitting from Trevor Seagraves if they want to cash in Andrew Beavers. Seagraves 0-1, a ground out to second to start out the bottom of the first. And he is up here now with a chance to potentially drive in Andrew Beavers. Saberdogs 5-0. First pitch bounces in the dirt, skips away a little bit from Delgado, but not enough for Beavers to try and take home. I would have to assume that Andrew Beavers will be a bit aggressive over there at third, and if something skips away a distance that he sees fit or rolls to the backstop, I would think Beavers will try and swipe that home plate bag. The count 1-0. Big spot for Trevor Seagraves. And the pitch. There's a called strike. We went to change up there and just threw it across to taken all the way from Seagraves. Did not look like he was wanting to swing at the 1-0 pitch. Gutierrez about to throw his 40th pitch of the outing. And the 1-1. This is low and outside for ball two. Hunter Brown is on deck. He lined out in his first at-bat. Seagraves, sophomore, Ottawa University in Arizona, born and raised in California. The 2-1, hit to the right side, slicing foul, a barreled up baseball, and that one might have hit somebody over there. Not quite sure if it did or not. You saw Trevor Seagraves kind of holding his mouth after that hard line drive. It was in the area where a lot of the kids hang out, probably 30 or 40 of them just awaiting for foul balls, just running around, doing whatever it is that kids do. I say that like I'm 60 years old. I'm 20. 2-2 pitch. Misses up and outside, ball three. So we'll have a full count here. Two outs, bottom of the third. Runner on third, Andrew Beavers, reached on a throwing error and then took third on a ground out from Jacob Griffin. Gutierrez will have a called time. And so even if this run were to score for the Trappers, it would still not be an earned run from Gutierrez. Four runs have scored when he has been in the game, but none of them have been earned. Payoff pitch, and a stone-cold take there from Seagraves. Looked like a slider, tried to go back door with it. Did not get the call, however, and so that's a two-out walk, and we will have a quick visit out to the mound from a coach, Michael Kieran. Runners will be on the corners with two outs after this mound visit. Hunter Brown will stride up there. This is one of those situations, you know, where if you want to slay the giant, if you want to do something that nobody has been able to do to the Saberdogs here in this shortened season, you need to have some clutch hitting pretty much right out of the gates, and this would be a great time for it. The Trappers have shown a bit more ability to deliver in the clutch during that seven-game stretch against the Roosters. Back when we were at Hyde Stadium just last week, the Trappers, in one of their victories, a 14-4 victory against the Roosters, they scored 10 runs with two outs. You'll need to replicate something similar to that if you want to compete here in this one. So Hunter Brown, Will Hoke is on deck. Runners on the corners. And, you know, I also wouldn't be shocked to see maybe a potential purposeful rundown from Trevor Seagraves to try and bring in that run from third any way you can. First pitch, misses outside for ball one. That's something you'll see a lot, especially in two-out situations. You'll see, with runners on the corners, you'll see that runner at first intentionally get into a rundown to try and maybe allow that runner at third to sneak into home safely. The 1-0 pitch, hit on the ground at third, and it's through for a base hit. So there is your clutch two-out hitting for the Trappers. This one off the bat of Hunter Brown, and that brings in Andrew Beavers, and the Trappers are on the board here, the bottom of the third. Got a pitch he could handle and just hit it hard on the ground past Ben Wilms, the third baseman, and he was the one who was responsible for that run scoring in the first place. Made a throwing error, allowed Andrew Beavers to reach base safely. So Andrew Beavers, the shortstop, scores the first run for the Trappers, who now trail it 5-1, but they have runners on first and second. Two away for Will Hoke. First pitch goes an off-speed, and it's hit well to deep right field. Ranging back, will it be over the head of Delanoy? It will not. It carries all the way to the warning track. And so it looked like it might have been extra bases, might have scored a couple of runs, maybe even carried out of here, but again, just dies at the track. Will Hoke nearly set this place on fire, but instead we will go to the fourth inning. The Trappers get on the board, and so they now trail it 5-1. We'll head to the fourth inning here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
First Dakota is giving away new Ford F-150s to celebrate 150 years as a South Dakota bank. We owe it to the countless customers who have trusted us with their banking since 1872. And we want to say thanks by giving back. Click the banner to nominate someone you know to win a new Ford pickup or go to firstdakota.com/150. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
Long summer days means lots of time to get work done. Is your mower ready? At Darren Boyle Sales, I have new 6, 7, 8, 10, and 12-foot Bush Hog mowers on hand. Plus, I have a new Bush Hog 9-foot disc mower, a Bush Hog 12-wheel rake, and a Bushhog 8-foot mounted blade on hand, priced to sell. If you're in the market for farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
I love the choice for our Name That Tune going back to the top of the fourth. Sweet Escape by Gwen Stefani. That's a old one as well, but you know, you pretty much perfectly captured the wide variety of my music taste. Heather Williams, my producer, back in the DRG studio. Top of the fourth inning, 5-1 the score. Saberdogs leading it over your Trappers. First pitch to Eddie Martinez misses low and outside for ball one. Trappers got on the board for the first time. In the bottom of the third, Andrew Beavers scored on a two-out RBI base hit from Hunter Brown. The 1-0 pitch. Now a miss is low for ball two. And despite that run scoring, it still is not an earned run for Thomas Gutierrez. Andrew Beavers reached on that throwing error, and so that's why he was even on base. So still no earned runs allowed for Gutierrez this season. The 2-0 pitch, there's a fastball right down Broadway at the belt for a called strike one. The belt of Eddie Martinez, a bit higher than the belt of most people, though, has those really, really long legs. About 6'5", has massive strides. We saw those on his double in his first at-bat. The 2-1 pitch, that one misses high, so the count 3-1. Nobody out, top of the fourth. Martinez starting out in center field. Saberdogs wearing the red jerseys and the powder blue pants. 3-1 pitch, now one is crushed to the left side and it will slice foul.
Foul ball.
Another barreled up baseball from Martinez. Had that last extra base hit of his with some similar exit velocity. So the count now full here. Lewis Manning about to throw his 58th pitch. 3-2, off speed, got him swinging, strike three. That is strikeout number two for Lewis Manning. He pulled the string with a 12-6 curve, had some nasty movement to it, and Martinez, for him, it was yes, 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 until last second, no. But that no was a little bit too late, so the bat head definitely went across. So there is out number one. That brings up Alex Crouch. He is 0-1 in this game. First pitch, fastball called a strike one. Lewis Manning wearing the glasses out there on the mound. He joined the team a little bit late in the season as well. The 0-1, that one bounces. So the count 1-1. The first time Lewis Manning suited up with the Trappers, he actually met the team over in that right field parking lot here at Hyde Stadium and immediately got on the bus and headed 5.5 hours to Bancroft, Iowa. Welcome to the league. Here's Bancroft, a population of about 700 people. The 1-1 pitch, changeup misses in the dirt, so the count 2-1. Not really a whole lot to do in Bancroft. You know, you've got a gas station. I don't know, I think you have like a little diner area by the stadium. The 2-1 pitch, that one misses for ball three. Left-handed hitting Alex Crouch, the number 9 hitter in the lineup. This is the first time Lewis Manning, well, it's actually the third time he is facing the Saberdogs. His first two outings gave up 4 earned runs and then 7 earned runs. That one misses for ball four. It looked pretty darn good. Looks like it might have caught that lower edge of the zone, but the home plate umpire does not believe that is the case. So that is a 1-out walk. We are back to the top of the order for the Saberdogs, Luis Pelayo. Base hit back in his first at-bat. and he is 2-for-2 in this game. Has that two-run home run in his most recent one. There's a called strike one. Pelayo started the game off with that base hit, scored the run, and then hit that two-run shot back in the second. So he is responsible for 3 of the 5 Saberdogs runs on the board. He has a runner on first here. The 0-1 pitch just slaps it to the left side foul and nearly hits a car out there parked along the side of Capitol. So the count 0-2. Pelayo just showing that ability to just, as I mentioned, slap the hands and just reach it to the baseball. He has a fantastic approach at the plate, an even better approach with 2 strikes. He just digs in and rarely goes down swinging. Choking up on the bat. The 0-2 misses in the dirt. And so Crouch takes off for second. The throw down skips away, and Trevor Seagraves thankfully was there to back up the throw. Otherwise, that might have been a disaster. So that will be a wild pitch from Lewis Manning. Alex Crouch advancing to second. Luis Pelayo, 4.23 average as the team's leadoff hitter. Tied for the team lead in hits with 47 coming into this game. That total now up to 49. The 1-2, and that one is hit on the ground right back up the middle. And again, a tough play. This time, Beavers sliding, and the throw to first is in time for out number 2. Let's cue the SportsCenter Top 10 music, Heather. Go for it. Cue the music. Cue the SportsCenter Top 10. Andrew Beavers makes a heck of a play deep in the hole. Past that second base bag, sliding, making the play backhanded, getting up, spinning, and making the strong throw, but a nice pick over there at first as well from Will Hoke. So there are 2 away. We have a quick conversation amongst the 2 umpires. Immediately after the throw, Coach Michael Kieran was out there saying something to the umpires. And so after a discussion, they call him out anyway. Kieran is not happy about it, but you know what? You have a 5-1 lead, so it's okay. It will all be okay. Alex Crouch on third, 2 outs. So that is a ground out from Luis Pelayo. A fantastic play from Andrew Beavers. I know Miss Lisa Gibson, I know that you like to see that from Andrew over there at shortstop, making a great play. That brings up Hunter Delanois. He is 1-for-2 in this game. Has a base hit and a run scored. First pitch goes off speed and it's roped into left field. It will hang up there and Trap Hagen makes the catch while sprinting in for out number 3. So after 5 runs scored in the first 2 innings combined for the Saberdogs, Lewis Manning has slammed the door in the 3rd and 4th. Pitching consecutive scoreless frames. We go to the bottom of the 4th. Trappers trailing it 5-1, looking to cut even farther into that deficit. Here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Ah, so see, for this name that tune that Heather just played for me, I can say the song. I know it's like, it goes like the give a little bit,
of my love to you. Maybe that's the name. Maybe so. I don't know who it's by, so I guess maybe we'll count this as like a half point for me. Yeah, I'll give myself a half a point for that one. Top, bottom of the fourth upcoming here after a scoreless top of the fourth from Lewis Manning. Some good defense from Andrew Beaver, the shortstop. The Trappers trailing it 5-1. They put up a run in the bottom of the third on a two-out RBI base hit from Hunter Brown through the left side of the infield, looking to potentially add on some more here. It'll be Anthony Barraza, Garrett Arnold, Maddox Mueller will be the first three up there as we have our GM, John Hunt, throwing a bunch of miniature stuffed Aflat ducks into the crowd. They all have numbers on them, and they're going to draw them, those numbers, raffle style. That'll be pretty fun. Anthony Barraza striding in there, that big frame. He's 0-for-1 in this game. A strikeout, the only strikeout here from this Trappers lineup. First pitch swinging on that one. So the count 0-1. Thomas Gutierrez, the pitch. Chopped foul to the left side, drifting near the Saberdogs dugout. And it will be snagged barehanded in the dugout. So the count 0-2. Barraza looking to avoid going down on strikes for the second time in as many at-bats. The 0-2 pitch goes the fastball and just fouled off. Not really a surprise to see Gutierrez challenging Barraza with the high fastball. Has thrown that a couple of times here in the first at-bat and a half to Barraza. Had him swinging over, or swinging under, every single one of them. 0-2 the count. Gutierrez out of the windup, and the pitch goes that back foot slider. A disappearing slider, if you will. But it misses down near that back foot of Barraza. The count 1-2. And the pitch bounces in the dirt. It's the count 2-2 now. Nobody out, bottom of the fourth. Saberdogs 5, Trappers 1. Ryan Breeden here, your voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, as well as YouTube Live. The 2-2 pitch. That one is cranked on the left side, but it will hook foul. Might have been extra bases if that had stayed fair, maybe even a home run, but just out in front of that off-speed pitch. So I might tell you that Barraza's sitting fastball here does not want to get blown away by another fastball. The 2-2 goes the high fastball, and a good take there. Misses up and in for ball three. Full count. Garrett Arnold on deck. The payoff pitch. Hit to the right side, and that is through for a base hit. That might be extra bases, actually. Settles down in that little pocket in right center field. But Barraza, with his bum hamstring, does not attempt to go to second. Probably a good idea. So there is a base hit for the Trappers, their second hit of the evening. And that's a leadoff base hit. Garrett Arnold up there. So again, as I just mentioned, Anthony Barraza been dealing with a bit of a sore hamstring for the last week. So he's not one of those guys who would be a candidate to score on a pitch deep in the gap here. He'll definitely need to, he'll probably go mostly base to base, would be my guess. First pitch, Arnold. Fouled off to the left side, bounces in front of the Saberdogs dugout. The count 0-1. Arnold back in the lineup after he's started two games in a row. The 0-1 pitch misses up and in. The Trappers had a three-catcher rotation coming into this season. It was Garrett Arnold, Carson Trumpold, and Daniel Hebb. But Danny broke his hands on a
Unfortunate sequence, that one is fouled to the right side, slicing out of play, the count 1-2. On one of his games where he was behind the plate, his hand got hit by a bat on the backswing, and it broke his hand. And so he is out for the season. He had to go home last week. The Trappers will add another catcher, though, here starting tomorrow. I'll get into that here in a second. The 1-2 pitch. Now, when it's hit on the ground up the middle, this might be two. Barlow to short for one to Crouch, and that is not in time at first. So that will be a fielder's choice. Cuts down Barraza at second. Garrett Arnold has the legs to beat out the throw. But to finish what I was saying, the Trappers will be adding a catcher tomorrow. It'll actually be from the Raging Roosters. Cy Propst. You see him behind the plate for the Roosters. He will be joining the Trappers for the remainder of this championship series beginning tomorrow. Added him to the team group chat and everything already. Maddox Mueller up there. Pretty boy swag playing for his walk-up song. Runner on first. First pitch hit on the ground. Foul to the left side. The Trappers have been a bit out in front over the course of this game early on, fouling a bunch of pitches off down that third base line, showing that they are sitting fastball, having to be ready for that low 90s Thomas Gutierrez fastball. The 0-1 pitch. This is up and outside, so the count 1-1. Garrett Arnold on first. One out here. Bottom of the fourth. Saberdogs 5, Trappers 1. And the pitch. Big swing and a miss. Comes up empty on the fastball, so the count 1-2. Double play is in order. Would be a tough one to turn on Maddox Mueller, the speedy. Maddox Mueller, 1-2. Popped up down the left side. Probably playable for Pelayo in foul ground, who does make the catch about 10 feet beyond that left field foul line. Four out number two. So a fly out in foul ground for Maddox Mueller. That will bring up Tyler Traphagen. He is 0-1 in this one. Garrett Arnold on first. If you just compare these two teams in terms of batting average, the Trappers at 248 batting average, the Saberdogs 269, or 369 rather, so they have over 120 points difference in team batting average. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Traphagen out in front of the slider. So the count 0-1. Game one here of our best of five Expedition League championship series. That one is roped into right field, and that will drop ahead of Delanoy for a base hit. So there is a two-out single off the bat of Tyler Traphagen. So now two runners aboard with two away, and that brings up Andrew Beavers. Beavers reached safely in his last at-bat, reached on an error, and eventually came home to score the first run of the game for the Trappers back in that bottom of the third. He is up here an inning later. Garrett Arnold on second. Tyler Traphagen on first. First pitch to Beavers. Goes off speed. Has him way out in front. Changed it up with a changeup. Again, just sitting on the fastball. Definitely not the wrong approach to have. The 0-1 pitch, nubbed foul, and it will bounce off the top of the press box. I'm sure that you guys could probably hear that one through the crowd microphone. After the foul ball, we get a quick, very quick mound visit from catcher Seth Delgado, handing a new baseball to Gutierrez. We're about ready for this 0-2 pitch. Two outs, two on, bottom of the fourth. Andrew Beavers, the Trappers' shortstop. The 0-2 pitch. That one is popped up to the right side, drifting a foul out of play. Actually bounced off the light pole. Not often that you see that. Sometimes I just imagine, you know, when I look at a stadium's lights, who has to change those light bulbs? That's one of the first things that crosses my mind. As someone who's somewhat scared of heights, I feel like that would be the worst job on the planet. The 0-2 is popped up on the infield to the right side. Chris Monroe at first base barely has to move and camps under it to make the catch for out number three. So that will end the fourth inning. The Trappers have two runners on board, but strand each of them where they stand at first and second. So let's go to the fifth inning. Saberdogs 5-1. Lewis Manning back out there for his fifth inning of work here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp. With Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Ah, why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fly! Fly! Fly!
Call it! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
I don't stand a chance on this name now, too. Heather, you got me. That's my first one that I'm folding on tonight. So make it, what, 5-1 now, I guess? 5-4.5-1? I give up on that one. You got me. John Hunt getting the crowd hyped up ahead of this top of the fifth inning where the Saberdogs hold a 5-1 lead over your Pier Trappers. Barracuda is what Heather says that song was. Interesting. I had absolutely no shot at getting that one right. Oh, well. Is what it is. And the pitch. There's a called strike. Leading off the inning, Seth Delgado takes that changeup at the knees. So the count 0-1. Manning has thrown 74 pitches here in this outing. He threw almost 30 in his first inning. 0-1 pitch, swing, and a miss, strike two. He has found a groove, however, in these last two innings of work. Saberdogs have not scored since the top of the second. 0-2 the count. And the pitch popped up to the right side. Is it playable? Maybe. Jacob Griffin on the move, and he cannot get there in time. It was a very long run for Griffin out there in right field, and it bounced there near the Trappers' bullpen. So the count remains 0-2. Delgado coming into this game, batting over 300, just like most of these Saberdogs. 0-2 pitch goes with that curveball, and it's rung up for strike three. Dropped it down the top hatch, caught the top edge of the strike zone. That is strikeout number three for Lewis Manning. That one got Seth Delgado. So now there is quickly one away here in the top of the fifth. Brings up Chris Monroe. Monroe 1-for-2 in this game, went down looking in one of his at-bats as well. First pitch up and in near the hands. Brushed him off there a little bit. So the count 1-0. And the 1-0 pitch. There's a called strike one. fastball. Easy called strike right down Broadway. And if you ask most people about Chris Monroe, aside from his on-the-field success leading the league in nearly every hitting category, they say he's one of the nicest people that you'll ever meet as well. That one misses below the knees, so the count 2-1. Monroe, born in Champaign, Illinois, transferred to Central Michigan from Illinois Springfield, where he was second in program history with home runs and RBI. That one is fouled off on an off speed, so the count now even at 2-2. One out top of the fifth. Nobody on base. Saberdogs leading it 5-1. Manning working from the windup. And the 2-2. Fouled straight back. Count will remain at 2-2. Colton Yanish down there in the Trapper's bullpen, slowly starting to get warmed up. Some good news for the Trappers. Nick Blessing, one of the Trappers pitchers, typically who comes out of the bullpen, he is back, available to pitch for the first time in a couple of weeks. He strained a muscle in that right side, kind of near his ribs. 2-2, and that one just misses high for ball three. So Nick Blessing is available to pitch now. So a lot of pitchers are available for the Trappers. Coach Damie not really too worried on the pitching front. 3-2 the count. Chris Monroe, payoff pitch, goes off speed, and it's fouled off to the left side near the dugout. Down the third base line. Count remains 3-2. Lewis Manning will throw pitch number 80. And here comes the pitch, the 3-2 pitch. Off speed, popped up on the infield, maybe playable in foul ground. Garrett Arnold, the catcher on the move, lays out but cannot get there. Dropped just a couple inches shy of the Trapper's dugout. If he had fully committed to that one, it might have cost him his knees. No need to go after that. No need to put yourself in jeopardy to make that catch. That's one of those business decisions. Garrett Arnold still has a lot of baseball left to be played. Trapper's catcher. Back at Modesto Junior College. Still just a sophomore. The payoff pitch. Hit on the ground to short. Beavers fields it in the shift. And the throw to first. Gloved, corralled there by Will Hoke in time for out number two. So Chris Monroe now 1-for-3 here tonight. That will bring up Jake Barlow. He is 1-for-2, has an RBI to his credit. He has struck out just 8 times this season. Has 42 hits, 25 runs scored. First pitch, now it is hooked down the left field line out of play. So the count 0-1. Barlow is one of those guys that, you know, he has a lot more power than what you would think he does. 5'8", 165 pounds, officially what he is listed at. But the Trappers know all too well that power capability. He has a grand slam against these Trappers. The 0-1 pitch, fastball misses just below the knees, so the count 1-1. That grand slam was back in Minot when these teams played. This is game number 11 of the season between these two ball clubs. Saberdogs took the first 10. 1-1 pitch, misses low, ball two. Saberdogs, this is game number 31 for them. They have lost just one game this entire season. That was to the Red River Pilots.
2-1. Misses for ball three. Back-to-back misses low in the zone. 3-1, two outs, top of the fifth. Saberdogs 5, Trappers 1. Ben Neubert is on deck. The 3-1 pitch. Hit in the air, deep left center field. That will find maybe the gap, but instead Tyler Trapphagen cruises in there and makes the catch. So there is another one of those perks of having some speed. In two of your three outfield spots, Tyler Trapphagen patrolling left. Initially, I thought that might get down, but it was a good job getting that first jump and retiring the side here in the fifth. So three consecutive scoreless frames from Lewis Manning. Trappers hanging on in this one. The offense needing to get some work done in the bottom of the fifth. Take a quick break, 5-1 the score. Saberdogs leading it here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or take-out in the Pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carry-out orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Nice. So we've got some Outcast leading us back in here to the bottom of the fifth. That one is The Way You Move. Good choice, Heather. I'm back in the right side of the scoreboard there after getting that one wrong a half inning ago. Some Outcast. Bottom of the fifth, Trappers trailing at 5-1 against the Saberdogs. Jacob Griffin will lead things off here. First pitch from the lefty, Gutierrez. That one's roped into left center field. Left field laying out to make the catch, Luis Pelayo for out number one. Pelayo was in fantastic position for that one. Got a great jump. We've had some very, very elite outfield play in this game. Luis Pelayo adds his name to the list, laying out to make that first catch of the inning. So the Trappers now back to the top of the order. Brings up Trevor Seagraves, one away here. Bottom of the fifth. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. That one is just below the knee, for ball one. If you only wear one thing, make it a seatbelt. The 1-0 pitch. That one drops in for a called strike. Looks like an off-speed pitch that caught the back door there. Seagraves just had to ask the home plate umpire, hey, where'd that one hit in the zone? 1-1 pitch, and that one is roped into right center field. Martinez drifts to his left and makes the catch for out number two. So two batters, two flyouts. Now that brings up Hunter Brown. Brown drove in the lone run of the game so far for the Trappers back in the bottom of the third inning. They had that two-out RBI base hit through the left side of the infield that scored Andrew Beavers. Since then, the Trappers, you know, they've made a little bit of noise with the offense, had a few runners on base last half inning, and that one is roped to the right side. Delanoy will make the catch for out number three.
So you know what? Jacob Griffin flies out to left field. Trevor Seagraves flies out to center field. And then Hunter Brown flies out to right field. It's a little bit of action for all the Sabredogs outfielders in that bottom of the fifth inning. We haven't seen a run score here since the bottom of the third. And we are heading to the sixth inning. Trappers trailing at 5-1 against the Sabredogs here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Living with less pain means living at your best. But an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
We got some Katy Perry coming into the sixth inning. Katy Perry, TGIF. I'm kind of insulted a little bit. My producer, Heather Williams, asked me during this last half inning if I was cheating on the Name That Tune. I find that very offensive. First pitch to Penn Newbert misses up and in for ball one. Just underway in the top of the sixth inning. I get it, though, Heather. You know, maybe I'm just a little bit too good at this. Just kidding, I'm not. I'm really not. Although I do love music. 5-1 the score. Sabredogs leading it over the Trappers. The 1-0 pitch. That one is popped up into shallow center field. Maddox Mueller will call on it and camp under it and make the catch. So one away here. Top of the sixth inning. Ben Newbert flies out. So that will bring up the newly acquired Saberdog. Ben Wilms, he is 0-2 in this game. All but three Sabredogs have hits to their credit in this one. The right-hander, Ben Wilms, facing the right-hander, Lewis Manning. That one misses up and in for ball one. Manning gave up three runs in the top of the first and two runs in the top of the second on a two-run home run from Luis Pileo. Has not given up any runs since then. 1-0 pitch at the knees, called strike one. This very well could be the final outing of Lewis Manning's season. Just depends on what happens here for the rest of this game one, as well as games two and three. And that one, a changeup that misses. And just to set the record straight, I'm not actually offended that my producer, Heather, was asking if I was cheating. That was more for dramatic effect. The 2-1 pitch goes off speed, and that's popped up to the left side. Is it playable? Hunter Brown cruises to the line and runs out of room, just leaps up on the fence, but watches it sail out of play. So the count, 2-2. Sabredogs have kind of gone all hands on deck for this series as well. They brought Michael Kieran, the brother of Mitch Kieran, the head coach. Or they brought Mitch Kieran, the brother of Michael Kieran, the head coach. Sorry, I just completely reversed those. Michael Kieran is the coach. Mitch Kieran is his brother and the broadcaster for the team. He is here with a camera. And then we also have Ty Barrett, another one of their interns. There's an off-speed that's roped to the left side. Foul. So the count remains 2-2. Ty Barrett is here as well. Before he heads back home, he has his phone. He's doing social media. He's top-notch at social media. He's one of those guys, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Ty was running a social media account for a pro team here in a couple of years. I'll have Ty up on the broadcast tomorrow for a little while to chat. We'll talk about what he does. We'll talk social media. We'll talk Arkansas, because that's where he goes to school. The 2-2 pitch goes with the off-speed and does not get the call, so the count 3-2. The Trappers faithful here at Hyde Stadium did not like it, but you know what? It was an off-speed, and it definitely did miss below the knees. So the count is full, one away, top of the sixth, 5-1, Sabre Dogs leading it. Lewis Manning, payoff pitch, fouled straight back. Manning, 7 hits given up, 5 earned runs, 3 strikeouts and a walk. This will be his 100th pitch of the night. And it will be a 3-2 pitch. The payoff. Hit right to Hunter Brown on a line and snags it out of the air for out number 2. If you weren't awake now, Hunter Brown, which I'm pretty sure you were with some of the plays he made in the field before this one, you're definitely awake now. That one got from home to Hunter Brown's glove in about a half a second's time. That's one of those that would probably make the average person take cover, put their hands over their head, and act as if they're about to be struck by a moving train. Hunter Brown has the reflexes to make that catch. So two away for Eddie Martinez. There's a first pitch strike at the knees. Martinez 1-2 with a run scored, but also a strikeout here in this game. 0-1 pitch, misses high, so the count 1-1. I think this is probably one of the best uniform matchups of the season as well. The only thing that would make it better is if the Sabre Dogs were wearing the all blue, but the Trappers were wearing the navy blue jersey, so you know you don't want to go blue on blue. 1-1, curveball misses inside, the count 2-1. We've already seen a couple of uniform matchups that have been a bit unfortunate. Both of them have been when the Trappers played the Pilots. Each team wore the exact same uniform for 2 games. 2-1 pitch. Misses outside for ball 3. Sabre Dogs definitely in contention for having the best uniforms in the Expedition League. Perhaps beyond that as well. And we'll see what the future holds for each of these teams beyond this season. The 3-1 pops straight back off the top of the cage and bouncing into the stands. Who will make the play? Oh, we've got a pretty nice grab on a bounce from one of the kids out there. The count now full, 3-2, 2 outs, top of the 6th inning. Lewis Manning looking for his 4th consecutive scoreless frame against the Sabre Dogs. Crowd on their feet. Anthony Barraza cheering them on. The payoff pitch fouled straight back. So the count remains 3-2. Manning has 3 strikeouts to his credit here in this one. He is up over 100 pitches. His outing probably beginning to wind down. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. Lewis Manning has thrown 4 consecutive scoreless frames, shutting down the Sabre Dogs lineup. The Trappers offense, it's up to you. You've got to get some runs on the board. It is 5-1, Sabre Dogs lead it. But Lewis Manning is pitching his heart out there on the mound. Let's go to the bottom of the 6th, 5-1. Sabre Dogs lead it here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the Corner Station.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Ah, got the Killers here for the bottom of the sixth. Somebody told me. I think that's the name. I know it's the Killers, that much I know. The band that produced and put out maybe the best party song of all time, Mr. Brightside. Probably the best party song because it's the easiest one for people to sing when they've had a few drinks. So bottom of the sixth we go here. Hyde Stadium in Pierce, South Dakota. Game one of our best of five Expedition League Championship Series. Brian Breeden here in the press box, your voice of the Trappers. Been running a solo show for a majority of this broadcast. We'll try and have some more guests on for tomorrow's game. Will Hoke will lead things off. Sabre Dogs 5, Trappers 1 here. Hoke flew out to the warning track in his last at-bat. First pitch this time, hit on the ground to second, nubbed it kind of. Barlow fields it cleanly and throws in time for out number one. Hoke showed some frustration there after that swing. Just kind of flipped the bat over to his right. That boy's going to go get that one. I always thought it would be fun to be a bat boy. Probably wouldn't be as cool seeing a 20-year-old man as a bat boy, but, you know, back when I was like 7 or 8 area, I feel like it would have been pretty fun to do. So after the ground out, Anthony Barraza is up there now. He is 1-for-2 in this one. Pops that one in the air, first pitch, left field. Pelayo, routine play, camps under and makes the catch for out number two. So quickly two away here in the bottom of the sixth. Barraza showed the aggression. Had a pitch that he liked. Just popped it up, though. For Barraza, you know, it's not really the biggest of surprises. Barraza, primarily a fly ball hitter. In fact, you know, this season has a fly ball rate of nearly 50%. Half of his balls put in play are in the air. Two outs now, though. Trappers catcher, Garrett Arnold. First pitch, that one has popped up to the right side. Monroe in foul ground, has a beat on it, and makes the catch for out number three. That was an insanely fast inning. 1-2-3. The Trappers go down in order. That inning might have lasted just about 2 minutes in total. We'll go to the seventh. Lewis Manning will trot back out there. 5-1 the score. Sabre Dogs here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Long summer days means lots of time to get work done. Is your mower ready? At Darren Boyle Sales, I have new 6, 7, 8, 10, and 12-foot Bush Hog mowers on hand. Plus, I have a new Bush Hog 9-foot disc mower, a Bush Hog 12-wheel rake, and a Bush Hog 8-foot mounted blade on hand priced to sell. If you're on the market for farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Not every beer has a backstory, but this one sure does. Introducing Dakota Thirst, a new honey lager brewed locally with a touch of South Dakota honey. For every beer sold, a dollar goes to the South Dakota Community Foundation. Cheers to you, South Dakota. Learn more at firstdakotabeer.com. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
We've got some old school Eminem here to get us back into the seventh inning. I think that's
Is that Slim Shady? I don't remember what's the name of that song, Heather. Y'all let me know. I get a half a point. I got the artist right. We are already through 7 innings of play. First pitch was about 2 hours ago, and the Saberdogs are leading it 5-1 against your Pier Trappers. The Trappers just went down in 3 pitches in the bottom of the 6th. Will Hoke, first pitch ground out to 2nd. Barraza, first pitch fly out to left. And then Garrett Arnold, the first pitch pop up in foul ground. First pitch misses outside to Alex Crouch. So the count 1-0. And the 1-0 pitch. That one misses outside for ball 2. This is exactly what we talked about before the game with Coach Jamie Habiger. Pretty much every time that Lewis Manning is out there to pitch, he doesn't get the run support that he needs. As the 2-0 pitch, that one is roped down the right field line, hooking foul in near the bullpen. Get out of the way, Yanni. Colton Yan is warming up out there near that Trapper's bullpen. He had to duck for cover on that one. So the count 2-1 now. Luis Pelayo is on deck. Saberdogs at leadoff man. The 2-1 pitch from Lewis Manning. This is up and outside for ball 3. You know, the concern, I guess, here, at some point, yes, Lewis Manning has been shutting the door for these last 4 innings, but at some point you would have to think that Saberdogs offense will break out. The 3-1 pitch, and that one is popped up into center field. Routine play for Maddox Mueller, and he makes the catch for out number 1. A lot of flyouts we have seen in this game. But for Lewis Manning, this is his 6th outing of the season. In his first one, his offense put up just 1 run. In his 2nd one, his offense put up just 1 run. In his 3rd one, his offense put up 2 runs. As the first pitch to Pelayo misses up and outside, so the count 1-0. In his 4th one, the offense put up 14 runs, and so that was Lewis Manning's lone win of the season. And then in his last one, they put up 4 runs as well. 1-0 pitch, Pelayo half swing, and they'll say he went around for strike 1. So Lewis Manning, who has a record of 0-4, because he was credited with nothing in that outing that he had against North Iowa in the 14-4 victory. He pitched just 1 inning. That one bounces in the dirt for ball 2. So Lewis Manning 0-4 this season. But you know what? His ERA of 6.35 actually puts him up near the top of the team in ERA. If you're keeping track, he's actually sitting there at 6th best on the team. 2-1 the count, Luis Pelayo. And the pitch. There's a fastball right down Broadway, taken for strike 2. So the count is 2-2. 1 out, top of the 7th. Saberdogs 5, Trappers 1. 2-2 pitch. Get on the ground to the right side, foul. Count remains 2-2. Lewis Manning about to throw his 118th pitch, and that one is fouled off. So 2-2 it remains here. This will be pitch number 7 of the at-bat. And the pitch. Now it is turned on and hit high in the air down the right field line, hooking, and it is out of here. A solo home run for Luis Pelayo, his 4th of the season and 2nd of the game. That is onto the top of the batting cage in straightaway right field. Initially was not sure if that one would stay fair. It straightened itself out. And so it is now 6-1 Saberdogs. And Luis Pelayo is having himself quite a night here in game one. Pelayo 3-for-4, two home runs, a solo shot that he had just now, and then a two-run shot that he had back in the second. Has scored three runs as well. First pitch to Delanoy is a called strike. And of the four home runs that Luis Pelayo has hit, all four have been against the Trappers. One of them was an inside-the-park home run. The other three were your typical home runs. Goes off speed, and that one misses outside. So the count 1-1. So Saberdogs leading it 6-1 now. Bookended by Luis Pelayo home runs. 1-1 pitch is fouled off. The Saberdogs had not scored since the second inning until that one. And we'll see now if maybe that's what the Saberdogs needed to get that offense rolling again, and that would not be good news for your Trappers. Delanoy steps out, strides back in with the all-white New Balance cleats. Lewis Manning wearing the Nikes. The 1-2 off speed. Popped up to the left side. Hunter Brown near that third base line makes the catch. Four out number two. So Delanoy now just 1-for-4 in this game. And that brings up Seth Delgado. He is 0-for-3. Struck out one time in this game as well. So two outs, top of the seventh, first pitch. That one hit him. So Delgado will reach base safely for the first time tonight. That now means the only person who has not reached safely is Ben Wilms. That one grazed in and just caught the piece of that fabric on the jersey. So that two out hit by pitch brings up Chris Monroe. He's 1-for-3 with a strikeout, has been mostly held in check so far tonight. Pick over to first, nothing doing. Lewis Manning has not really had a lot of base runners to tend to. In those first two innings, you saw him religiously checking the runners back, making sure they did not have any head starts, any big leads. First pitch to Monroe, big swing and fouled off straight back. I feel like this is a situation where Chris Monroe is probably trying to tee off and send something over the Boys and Girls Club in left center field. That's just kind of what this approach seems like to me. Seems like a guy trying to hit his 15th home run of the year as we have a quick called time as a ball skips away from the Trapper's bullpen and rolls all the way back near home plate. We clear the wreckage, and now we are ready for our 0-1 pitch. Saberdogs first baseman Chris Monroe. 0-1 the count, two outs top of the seventh. 6-1 Saberdogs lead it over your Trappers. And the pitch, Delgado takes off for second. And the throw to second, they might have him in a rundown. The throw to first, and the tag is applied, but not in time. Delgado probably would have easily had second had he stayed all the way through it. Garrett Arnold looked like he was maybe struggling to transfer that ball from his glove to his right throwing hand. But Delgado stopped dead in his tracks pretty much exactly halfway between first and second. So that allowed for Seagraves to catch it there at second and snap it back to first, and it looked like that tag might have been in time, but they say it was not. So it's almost like nothing happened. 1-1 the count. Delgado remains at first. Now pick over to first. Nearly gets away from Will Hoke. Does a good job keeping it in front, though. This just reminded me, I think my favorite picture that the entire team has taken this year during that team photo day was when Will Hoke and Trevor Seagraves reenacted the Step Brothers movie poster.
1-1 pitch. That one is popped up to the right side, slicing foul out of play. So the count 1-2. Trevor Seagraves posted that picture that I'm referring to on social media and said the best bromance on the team. Pick over to first again. And they got him this time. Delgado picked off of first. And so that will end the top of the seventh inning. Lewis Manning tending to his base runners with care. Shows it right there. And now we will go to the seventh inning stretch. We'll keep things here. Let you guys hear John Hunt take us into that take me out to the ball game. Sabre Dogs leading it 6-1 against your Trappers. They added on that run in the top of the seventh with Luis Pelayo. I'm just going to keep talking for now. We're having another quick happy birthday sung from John Hunt. He's wearing the Top Gun hat tonight. That's kind of been his go-to choice. Maddox Mueller will lead things off when we get done with the seventh inning stretch. It'll be Maddox Mueller, Tyler Trapp-Hagan, and Andrew Beavers. Here we go. Now I'll be quiet for the take me out to the ball game. So we are officially on the backside of the seventh inning stretch. 6-1 the score, Sabre Dogs leading it over your Trappers here, game one of the Expedition League Championship Series. And now I have another guest up here for the first time in a couple of innings, Jackson Bruce. Been kind of with the team this entire season and with the team longer than anyone else has been that is working here right now. You were here from the very beginning.
Yeah, not quite as long as Jordan Lutmer, though. Jordan was on our first intern team, second intern team, and then he's been helping out in various roles ever since.
So you and Jordan are really the ones that are carrying the way. So what's it feel like now to see a championship series at Hyde Stadium? Even though, you know, it's a bit of a technicality, but I mean, still, the point still remains the same.
Yeah, I mean, last two teams standing, that's what it is, right? Here we are. It's pretty awesome. We've got a great crowd tonight. I'm just excited to be here and on the broadcast.
Just happy to be here.
I'm just happy to be here.
I'm just happy to be here. Maddox Mueller will lead things off. Thomas Gutierrez still cruising. He has thrown just 76 pitches in six innings. Maddox Mueller, I gotta turn my crowd mic back down so you guys aren't getting your ears shattered by little children running up and down the concourse. The count 1-0 here. Lefty Gutierrez gets set. The pitch, high fastball, challenged him. Swings right through it. So the count 1-1. So what has been one of your, like, if you had to choose one favorite moment, I guess, that you've had just in association with the Trappers, do you have any that, like, stand out to you?
Yeah, so my first game that I got to work with the Trappers was opening our opening day, which was the day after we opened the season.
That one's popped up straight back to the right side, so the count 1-2.
We opened the season in Aberdeen. Sorry, I got something in the throat. Now we're good. And we came back home, and first home run in Trapper history was hit that night. It was from Spencer Seringer, who is
okay.
Pure native, was the first player to sign a contract with the Trappers.
It's a pitch, and that one is hit to the right side, high in the air, drifting towards the fence, and it will just land foul out of play. So the count remains 1-2.
And so, yeah, that was really cool because the place just blew up. It was nuts. And Spencer was a great player for us. He played for us in 2018 and a little bit in 2020. Just a good guy to have in the community and a great representation of Pierre and the Pierre Trappers.
And so you do some work as well for DRG Radio group, obviously, where we are broadcasting our game right now. Shout out River 92.7, Heather Williams, my producer back in the studio. Shout out also to my YouTube Live for tuning in, watching, and listening. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, high fastball. No shot at that one, so that is strikeout number two for Thomas Gutierrez. Bit of a surprise as well. You know, the Trappers lineup has been pretty disciplined, really not gone down on strikes. That first time the Trappers faced Gutierrez, they struck out 12 times in total. A far cry from what these two strikeouts have been here tonight. Brings up Tyler Trapphagen. One out. Bottom of the seventh. 6-1 the score. Saberdogs leading it. And the pitch. There's a called strike one at the knees. So, you know, I feel like this is a pretty good segue into what I feel like the most important question is, and I'm going to ask you. You had an opportunity to be an umpire about, what, a week ago? As that one's hit up the middle, and that will leak through for a base hit. Alex Crouch laid out for it at shortstop. Could not get there. So there's a base hit from Tyler Trapphagen with one away. Put some speed on first base. Brings up Andrew Beavers. So back to the umpire question. What was that like for you?
It was awesome. It was a great experience. I was umpiring with Tyler Nally down there.
Yep.
And he got to toss the coach.
That was a fun one.
And I will admit, after I heard a thud and I saw all the balls on the field, I was kind of ready to get out of there after that. But it was fun. It was a good experience.
First pitch, Andrew Beaver squares the bunt, but pushes it foul. So how did that even happen? How did you become a field umpire for a game?
Yeah, I got contacted about it. And I've been around the game enough that I know the rules. I know how everything works. And, you know, we were a little shorthanded that day. And I decided to step up, and I think I did a fairly all right job. A little jitters in the first couple innings, but
for sure.
After that, I'd say I'm like the second best umpire that umpires in Pierre behind Matt Sisk.
All right, all right. Hey, putting your name up there at the all-time list.
I am. Put me in the Hall of Fame, baby.
The 0-1 pitch, and that one's poked out to shallow right center field, and it will be caught by Barlow at second. And so that is out number two.
That boy's got some range.
Thought that might fall, potentially, but it does not. And a good job of Tyler Trapphagen just to get back to the bag. That brings up Jacob Griffin. Griffin 0-2 in this game. Jacob, you know, came into the season saying he wants to just bat 300. He wants to try and get to that 300 mark. He was at 290 before the final game in Bancroft. First pitch, and that one is crushed into right center field. That will be extra bases. That will roll all the way to the base of the wall. Trapphagen, a lot of speed. He is rounding third. There is no throw to the plate, so he will score. And you know what that means. That is the first earned run allowed this season by Thomas Gutierrez.
That's huge. That was a great piece by Jacob. That was a great piece. There was no doubt that one was getting down right off the bat.
Hit that one with authority. Off the bat, so Thomas Gutierrez, you know, your run comes to an end in that zero ERA department. Came into this game in 34 innings, zero earned runs. And so his scoreless, I guess you want to say his scoreless stretch ends at 41 innings.
That's a heck of a stretch right there. Congratulations to him.
Yeah, exactly right. Jacob Griffin, you know. All things need to be broken, though. So Jacob Griffin did that himself. He's on second. Trevor Seagraves up there now. Hits that one to short. Fielded cleanly. Alex Crouch throw to first. Fielded on a stretch by Chris Monroe for out number three. So the Trappers get one back in the bottom of the seventh. That RBI double off the bat of Jacob Griffin makes it 6-2 Saberdogs. We go to the eighth inning. Jackson, you going to be back for the top of the eighth?
I may as well.
All right. Sounds great. We'll go to the eighth. 6-2 the score here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Heather, once again, you got me stumped with this song. I don't stand a chance on this one. You know what? Oh, well. Jackson, did you know that song?
I wasn't even listening.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's just a loss on our end.
Big L. I'm sorry.
Hey, it's all right. I'm what now? 10-2, I think?
It's not bad.
I'll take it. You know, it's the name of that tune that we added. But Chris Monroe will lead things off. 6-2 the score, and that one is poked into center field, and that will be caught by Max Mueller on a line. That's one of those cases of Chris Monroe hit it just a bit too hard, and it just carried up there and flew right into the outstretched glove of Maddox Mueller for out number one.
And Maddox said, "We'll be seeing you, pal," and he's back, hence the bench.
So now that brings up Jake Barlow. He is 1-for-3 in this game, one of the 8 hits for the Saberdogs. The Trappers have 5 hits to their credit in this one, really not being out hit by that large of a margin. It was just those first 2 innings that really are the difference in this game.
Yeah, I mean, this has been a real good game when it comes to the pitching. I haven't felt like this has been a bad game at all when it comes to the pitching staff of the Trappers. Well, our one fantastic workhorse out there.
Lewis Manning, he's up almost at 130 pitches now. This will be 130 here.
And overall, I mean, the defense has been solid.
And the pitch misses it in the dirt.
Not too many mistakes have been made, and this is a great team you're playing. I mean, nothing to hang your head about, but it's been a fun game to watch so far.
Definitely has. The 1-1 pitch from Lewis Manning. That one's roped down the third baseline, just foul. Will roll over towards that Saberdogs bullpen where they have some action out there. They've got a right-hander warming up.
Do I get to give any shout-outs on that?
Go ahead. Go on ahead. I will allow it. Here, let's wait till after this pitch.
Perfect.
Let's wait till after this 1-2, and then you can give the shout-outs that you would like to. Barlow up there. The 1-2 pitch. Off speed, and it looked really good. I might have been strike three, at least I thought it would have been, but did not get the call, so the count 2-2.
That's why they didn't put me behind the plate, I tell you that. I
would have rung that one up.
I would have given them the old chainsaw. See ya.
Do it with some authority. I was hoping to see you as the home plate umpire in that game.
Nobody wanted that.
2-2, fastball just misses outside, so the count 3-2. Before the 3-2, you want to go ahead and give your shout-outs?
Yeah. Shout-out to my boy, Source Valley Goat, Brett Schweitzer. Good to see you listening to the broadcast. And then also my boy Mitch Messer, VP of Operations, give you a shout out.
Payoff pitch. Now one has popped up on the infield, drifting in foul ground. Garrett Arnold tries to camp under that one, and it bounces off the heel of the glove. He had out number 2 within grasp, but the ball just bounced right out, and so the count remains 3-2. Those ones are really hard to fully track as well. When it's hit straight up in the air, especially if it has a little bit of some spin to it, as a catcher, you've got all that clunky gear on.
And you had to whip around anyway to get back there. That's a tough play.
Catcher is the one position on the baseball field that I would never, ever play in my life.
I played it in peewees, and then I played it for 3 innings in high school so I could play every position that season.
Payoff pitch, and that one is roped into left field. Now we'll get down for a base hit. So that's typically what will happen when you give a good team and a good hitter like Jake Barlow a second chance. They'll typically make you pay, and that's exactly what happened there. Just ropes that one into left field, so a one-out base hit. That is hit number 9 in this game for the SaberDawks. That brings up Ben Neubert. What do you think of these uniforms from the SaberDawks? The red and
Do I get in trouble if I say my actual opinion?
No.
Okay, because this is an atrocious combination.
All right. Hey, that's fair. The color scheme in itself, as that one is fouled straight back onto the concourse, the color scheme in itself is good, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird seeing red tops and blue bottoms.
I've seen their blue tops with the blue pants, and those look fantastic.
Yes.
It looks like they forgot to do their laundry, and they just needed to throw something together.
0-1 the count, and Lewis Manning will step off and check Jake Barlow back to first. Jake Barlow is an example of, a lot of these guys wear their own college helmets, and that helmet, that green helmet, is not doing Jake Barlow any favors in the uniform department. That one's crushed, maybe over the head of Tyler Trapphagen, and he will make the catch on the run, moving back. So again, I initially wonder if Tyler Trapphagen will be able to get there, but again, I get proven wrong. Gets a great jump and makes the catch while ranging backwards for out number 2.
He's fun to watch out there. He's got speed, he's got range, and he seems to be tracking it down.
Him with Maddox Mueller out there in center field and left field, not much is going to land.
Nothing but raindrops, baby.
So 2 outs, top of the 8th, SaberDogs 6, Trappers 2. Lewis Manning up over 130 pitches, about to be 138. Facing Ben Wilms as that one is blooped into right field. Jacob Griffin is there and makes the catch for out number 3. So we will go to the bottom of the 8th. We have a 1-out base hit from Jake Barlow, but beyond that, nothing doing for the SaberDogs, who have been shut down for a large majority of these last 7 innings of play. We'll take a quick break and come back here for the bottom of the 8th. 6-2 the score here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
So for our Name That Tune, as we go to the bottom of the 8th, we've got some Black Eyed Peas, I've Got a Feeling. That song was like the anthem of my fourth grade? I think so.
Oh, you are young, my man.
I think it was fourth grade. Brian Breeden here, Jackson Bruce, who was the GM of the year in the Expedition League in 2019.
I was.
Okay,
yeah,
shout
true.
Out. That's legit stuff right there.
That happened, yeah. That was cool. That was a cool year.
What do I have to do to be Broadcaster of the Year for 2022?
I'm
one of the last 2 standing, so I guess that's a start.
I think, and you're the one, and guess who gets the call for the championship game? My guy Ryan over here. Give him to the people who are voting. Ryan needs to be the Broadcaster of the Year this year. It's not even close.
Give it to him. I appreciate that a lot. Bottom of the 8th upcoming here, game 1 of our championship series that came about a month early. This, in this situation, it's not one of those, you're happy that Christmas came early. It's kind of a bittersweet type of deal. Bottom of the 8th, 6-2 the score. SaberDogs leading it over your Trappers. Hunter Brown will lead things off. He is 1-for-3, drove in the first run of the game back in the bottom of the third, that two-out RBI base hit into left. And it's a new pitcher for the Saberdogs, so that means that Thomas Gutierrez's day is done. It's a right-hander throwing some absolute heat on that first pitch. Let me go get the number of who that might be. Tyler Elliott, the right-hander. He has one of the more firm fastballs on the team. We've seen him a few times before. And the pitch, there's that firm fastball. You see it again up in the zone. Gets Hunter Brown swinging through it. How fast do you think that fastball is from Tyler Elliott?
Oh, man. I don't want to sound dumb, but I think that thing is mid-90s, you say?
I would guess mid-90s. Yeah. I'd be down for that. 0-2 pitch, and there it is again, and that one is just fouled off. So the count now 1-2. Oh, I just got a text. Done. Broadcaster of the year. Great. Hey, I'll accept my title.
All right. There it is. And that, who's that? That's Mr. Messer.
Yep. So it's one of those situations, you know, like that that gif of The Office, that one misses up and in, where Michael Scott's like shaking the hand, like acting like, oh, I mean, I'm here, I guess. That's pretty much me right now. It's like, oh, okay, thanks.
Congratulations, Ryan, on winning the Broadcaster of the Year this year. It is a well-deserved honor. You worked hard for it.
It's like when my aunt tells me that I am her favorite nephew, I'm her only nephew. Yeah, so, I mean, it works.
My parents tell me that I'm their favorite general manager.
1-2 pitch misses high. So the count 2-2. You're their only general manager.
That's true. My sister does own her own business, though, kind of.
Who?
My sister, yeah. She's a cosmetologist. She cuts hair, does makeup.
I need a haircut right now, but I'm very untrusting of barbers in general.
She specializes in
2-2. Bullets. 2-2. That one is fouled off on the ground to the left side. Specializes in mullets.
Yeah, I wish I was joking about that too. That's like her actual like specialty is a mullet. She has a mullet.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I'll pay that. I'll pay that.
Yep. It's kind of like, you know how Demi Lovato had a mullet?
Yes.
It's kind of like that.
Demi Lovato had a lot of things.
Yeah.
The count is 2-2. Bottom of the eighth. Hunter Brown up there. And the 2-2 pitch. That one is ripped to the right side. Snagged on a short hop from Jake Barlow in the throw to first in time. Hunter Brown carried his bat all the way down to first. So there's one away now here in the bottom of the eighth.
That's like that play at second. That's like watching me play slow pitch softball. I range over, and yeah, my team wasted talent. They're actually playing tonight. Shout out to them. But that's what I look like when I'm out there. I tell you.
Ooh. That ball was snagged by Jake Barlow. Almost smoked off the bat, too, and in typical Hunter Brown fashion, smokes it, but it goes right to somebody in the field. Unlucky. That's the name of the game for Hunter Brown. Will Hoke up there now. First pitch bounces in front of the plate for ball one. Tyler Elliott has now pitched in 9 games this season. This is his 4th outing against the Trappers. His most recent one, he went 3 innings, gave up just 1 hit, no earned runs, and struck out 4. And that was back on June 22nd. The 1-0 pitch. There's a fastball right down Broadway taken for strike one. That's just so hard to time up that fastball.
Oh, he's throwing gas out there.
It looks fast off the hands, and it is fast. The 1-1 bounces. Ball 2, Delgado tried to frame it, even though it bounced in the dirt. Good try.
Impeccable frame job.
Good try.
Tyler might have fell for that one.
He might have respected the effort on that. 2-1 the count. Tyler Elliott up there for his first inning, and the pitch misses up and outside. So with Tyler Elliott in the game, that means Thomas Gutierrez's day is done with 7 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned run. And so that's really the main aspect to that line score for Gutierrez. His first earned run allowed all season long in over 40 innings pitched. 3-1. There's a called strike. Catches the outside part of the plate. Will Hope just kind of cocks his head back and is like, oh, come on. Let me take my bag.
We'd love a runner on right now. That'd be fantastic.
Would be absolutely fantastic in a 4-run ball game here in the bottom of the eighth. Payoff pitch misses outside for ball 4. So there you go. There is your runner aboard. Will Hoke trots down to first. And that will bring up Anthony Barraza. He's 1-for-3 in this game. Has a lot of power, so this will be a power-on-power matchup. And we will see who can win that here.
If Anthony can get a hold of this one, this might go over those trees out there. He's got a lot of pop.
I remember one time before a game, Jacob Griffin was sitting up here with me, and we got out Google Earth and started mapping out the distances to some of the landmarks here. We mapped out the distance to the brick building and straight away left, to the train tracks and straight away right, to the Boys and Girls Club. First pitch, Barraza, that one bounces in the dirt for ball one. I think we mapped out that if it were to hit off of the building and straight away left, I think that we said that was around 500 feet.
Yeah, that's the lottery building, too. If you're feeling lucky, right out there. That would be quite the shot.
It'll be a mammoth shot. Barraza could do it, though, I think. Will Hoke on first. 1-0 pitch. That one is popped up to the right side. Will it be playable? Chris Monroe ranging backwards and cannot get there. So the count 1-1 now. I've got my friend Vince in the chat saying that he's framed better in intramural softball. We played intramural softball back at school, back at Oklahoma State,
yeah.
And Vince, the one who just put it into our YouTube chat, he's our catcher.
Oh, nice. So you're a Division I intramural softball player.
Yes.
Practically a Division I athlete.
Basically.
I, like that, yeah.
I mean, essentially, if we're going by that logic.
Go Cowboys, baby.
Go Cowboys, indeed. 1-1 the count. One out, bottom of the 8th, 6-2 the score. Saberdogs leading it. And the pitch misses up and in, dusting him off. Had to limbo his way out of that one. I don't think I'm flexible enough to do that.
No, not me either.
I don't quite bend that way.
Division I softball, intramural softball players don't bend that way.
Uh-uh.
Nope.
Michael Kieran will trot out to the mound and talk to Tyler Elliott, his first relief pitcher of this game.
I played three weeks of college rugby, though.
Really?
Yep. At Northern State.
That sounds rough.
Oh, so the cool part is, like, I was a back, so, and I was fast back then, so I wouldn't get hit by anybody, but I scored a few times in practice. I thought this is gonna be simple, and then I got lit up one time in practice. That was the end of that. I was done.
Yeah. That's about all it would take. You're like, okay, CTE is not worth it.
No.
I don't want a brain disease.
No.
No thanks.
No, if that happened, you'd probably see me no shirt on right now, Antonio Brown style.
Oh, boy. 2-1 the count, 1-out, bottom of the 8th after the mound visit. Anthony Barraza up there. And the pitch, that one does hit him.
Ooh, that had to feel
Barraza, incredible. I know, feeling that one as it bounces right off that front elbow. Took it like a champ, isn't even rubbing it. Trotting his way to first. So now two runners aboard with one out here in the bottom of the 8th. So maybe you can get something going here if you're the Trappers. Ideally, down by 4 here, you probably want to score at minimum 1 here in this inning.
Yeah, if you want to get some momentum going into the next inning. Because we're going to have a new pitcher, you would think. Get that momentum going. He comes out firing. He's excited. Get 1-2-3 and go into the bottom. But, you know, more than one run would be fantastic.
Even better.
Yeah.
Garrett Arnold will be up there now. He popped up in foul ground in his last at-bat. He was part of what was a 3-pitch inning from Thomas Gutierrez. First pitch misses up and in for ball one. Arnold 0-for-3 in this game. He is one of four Trappers to not have a hit here in this one. Will Hoke on second, Anthony Barraza on first. The 1-0 pitch goes off speed, and that one misses inside as well for ball two. So the Trappers, they were able to get Thomas Gutierrez out of this game after 7, and now what is a result, you get to see Saberdogs bullpen, which is proving to be a little bit wild right now.
Yeah, you got to take advantage of it, too. Keep looking. Make them throw pitches.
2-0 the count. Elliott the pitch. And there's a called strike on the inside part of the plate.
That was a dart.
Yeah, it was. That is a broken bat waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah.
driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. Doesn't matter how far, just belt up.
Yes. Wear your seatbelts, folks.
Always wear your seatbelts. 2-1 pitch. That one is just nubbed in foul ground and caught on a line by Chris Monroe in foul ground. The big fella, 6'5", showing the range, tracks that one down for out number two. We'll see just how costly that might be, depending on what Maddox Mueller can do here as he strides in. 0-for-3, one of two strikeouts on the night for the Trappers offense. So to quickly answer one of my questions in my YouTube live comment section, anyone know where the Trappers players are going to another league to finish this summer? I know that some guys are thinking about going to play in the Independence League. I know that Eric Lindberg is going to, I believe, Montana. That one drills Maddox Mueller on the back. Got him on that left shoulder blade. Tosses the bat. And now bases are loaded with two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. And that will bring up Tyler Trapagan representing the tying run.
This is a big at-bat, and this is a guy to do it right here. He's a fun guy to watch at the plate. He's a solid bat. This is a guy you want at the plate right now.
He is 2-for-3 in this game. Two of the five hits recorded by the Trappers. If these are the Trapagan, this guy up here at the plate, and then Jacob Griffin on deck. These are the two guys that you want up here in this situation. Jacob Griffin drove an RBI double into the right center field gap in his last at-bat. Tyler Trapagan with his two hits. This is big right here. Bottom of the eighth, 6-2.
This is championship baseball right here.
Bases loaded. Trappers down by four. Tying run at the plate. First pitch bounces in the dirt for ball one. You would have to think that if we see another base runner reach for the Trappers, that Coach Kieran might give the heave-ho to Tyler Elliott and go with another arm.
Yeah, if he gives up something right here, there could be a change, and I wouldn't be surprised.
There is some action in that Saberdogs bullpen. The 1-0 pitch, that one misses outside to the left-handed hitting Trapagan. So the count 2-0. Two outs, bottom of the eighth, Saberdogs 6, Trappers 2. The best opportunity the Trappers have had all night to try and cut into this deficit. Tying run at the plate. The 2-0 pitch. Now when it's hit on the ground to second, Barlow fields it on one bounce, and the throw to first is in time for out number three. Kind of surprised to see Trapagan swinging 2-0 in that situation. You know, he got a pitch that he liked and made contact, just hit it on the ground. So the Trappers strand the bases loaded and strand that tying run at the plate. And so we will now go to the ninth inning. 6-2, the score remains. Trappers need to put up a scoreless frame and then get that offense rolling in the bottom of the ninth. Jackson, are you taking off the headset?
I'm taking off the headset. I better retire for the night.
Sounds great. It was great having you with us. A lot of fun.
Yeah, I had fun. Maybe tomorrow. If I'm allowed back.
You're allowed back by me. That's what matters.
Perfect.
We'll take a quick break and head to the ninth inning here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fight! Fight! Fight!
Collins! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
So Buzzer throwing the first pitch here in the top of the ninth, which is popped up into shallow left field. Tyler Traphagen ranges in and makes the catch. We have some Kelly Clarkson playing there on our Guess That Tune segment that we have. I'm trying to remember the name of that song. It's the typical song that you hear played at pretty much every graduation, any type of big event. Breakaway, I think, is the name of the song. 6-2 the score, top of the ninth. Saberdogs leading it over the Trappers. And there's a called strike to Alex Crouch. We had a first pitch fly out from Eddie Martinez to start out the top of the ninth. And Lewis Manning is back out there for another inning, and he gets in the head in this count, 0-2, a fastball spotted on the outside part of the plate. Lewis Manning has thrown 141 pitches. This is not softball. This is baseball. Unbelievable for Lewis Manning. The 0-2 pitch, and that one has popped up on the infield as well. Hunter Brown from third barely has to move, makes the catch for out number two. So two away now here in the top of the ninth inning. This has been, I would have to say, by far the best outing of the season for Lewis Manning, and also by far his longest. Typically, I think that there's a league rule where you can only go at around 120 pitches, but I don't know, that one being enforced. I don't know. I can't think of a metaphor to talk about how badly enforced that is. Their first pitch off speed, backdoor slider from Lewis Manning to get ahead in the count on Luis Pelayo. A one pitch, just misses outside the count, 1-1. Two outs, top of the ninth. Saberdogs 6, Trappers 2. Just past 9 o'clock Central Time here in Pierce, South Dakota. 1-1 pitch, that one misses outside. So the count 2-1. Pelayo been the team MVP in this game for the Saberdogs. 3-for-4, 2 home runs, a 2-run shot and a solo shot, and 3 runs scored. So that one is slapped straight back. The count 2-2. This is game one of our best of 5 Expedition League Championship Series. The 2-2 pitch, off speed, stays high, so the count 3-2. Got a full count with 2 away here. This is the first appearance in the league championship for the Trappers. Albeit maybe a little bit of a formality with these two teams being the only ones left standing. 3-2 pitch, misses in the dirt on the changeup. So there is a 2-out walk to Luis Pelayo. That brings up Hunter Delanoy. The Trappers had a chance there in that bottom of the eighth inning. They had bases loaded, 2 away, and a 2-0 count to Tyler Traphagen. He represented the tying run. Hit one on the ground to second in that 2-0 count, and that promptly ended the inning. We'll see if the Trappers can make some noise again in the bottom of the ninth. The good news is that tomorrow you won't be facing Thomas Gutierrez. And the other good news as well, the Trappers will most likely have Caleb Hay, their ace, on the mound tomorrow. First pitch to Delanoy misses in the dirt, so the count 1-0. And Lewis Manning asks for a new baseball. Ryan Breeden here in the Hyde Stadium press box. I had Jackson Bruce with me for the bottom of the seventh and the entirety of the eighth, and that one was an absolute blast. We'll make that happen again tomorrow. But it will be just me finishing this one out. 1-0 pitch. That one just missed outside. I thought that was maybe strike one, but does not get the call. So the count 2-0. Nobody warming up in that Trapper's bullpen, so they might just let Lewis Manning throw until his arm pops out, which could be fairly soon. 2-0 pitch. Now one's popped up on the infield. Andrew Beaver, that's short, ranges back near the second base bag and makes the catch for out number three. So what that means, Lewis Manning's day is officially over. He throws a complete game, 9 innings, 9 hits, 6 earned runs, 4 strikeouts, and he throws 151 pitches. So we will take a quick break and head to the bottom of the ninth. Saberdogs leading at 6-2 over your Trappers. The Trappers need 4 runs to try and tie it here in game one of our best of five championship series here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Corner Station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre, Prairie ATV and Cycle, Andrea Royer Studio, Classic Car Wash, Gator's Pizza Pasta Subs, and more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on discount deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount deals from DRG Media Group.
Great choice, Heather, on our name that tune heading to the bottom of the ninth, Owl City Fireflies. That's a classic. I don't know, that one came out in probably what, 2012, 11? Somewhere around there. Heather, you'd let me know the year on that one. But I think that makes me 15-1 on name that tune today. Kind of on fire, if I do say so myself. Bottom of the ninth upcoming. 6-2 the score. The Saberdogs leading it over your Pierre Trappers here at Hyde Stadium in game one of our championship series, best of five. Ethan Swanson is on the mound for the Saberdogs. This will be his first outing since June 28th. This will be his ninth outing in total. He has a 0.529 ERA. So a sub one in the ERA department, and he will face Andrew Beavers to lead off this bottom of the ninth. Trappers need 4 runs. First pitch, hit on the ground to third. Fielded cleanly. The throw to first is in time. So there is one away. The Trappers down to their final 2 outs here in game one. That brings up Jacob Griffin now. Griffin drove in a run back in the bottom of the seventh with his RBI double into right center field. He needs to just try and get on board any way he can. Get some base runners on here. Will be a tough task against Ethan Swanson. First pitch, there's a called strike one. So you know what this matchup is right here, right? Ethan Swanson versus Jacob Griffin. We've got a little bit of a Family Guy action. Swanson versus Griffin. 0-1, swing and a miss. Strike two. Pounded the high fastball, and Griffin was blown away by that one. Came up empty, so the count 0-2. And the pitch goes another fastball, gets a swinging strike three. Griffin goes down on strikes. Bonnie, you'll have to tell them that Swanson won that matchup. So the Trappers down to their final out here in the bottom of the ninth, trailing 6-2. Back to the top of the order for Trevor Seagraves. Trappers need 4 runs if they want to try and tie this game. They'll need a miracle to do it. And it starts with the bat of Trevor Seagraves. He's 0-3 in this game. First pitch off speed, taken for strike one. Swanson has been electric. here in his first 10 pitches of this outing. He's only thrown five now. 0-1 pitch. Misses just outside with the off speed. 1-1 the count. Two outs, bottom of the ninth. Saber Dogs, 6. Trappers, 2. From the windup, the 1-1. Misses just high. So the count, 2-1. Swanson on the season does not have any wins, losses, or saves in his 17 innings pitched. But he has given up just one earned run the entire season. The 2-1. There's strike two. Fastball taken at the knees. So the Trappers down to their final strike here in game one. And it is Trevor Seagraves who needs to try and battle back. Swanson gets set. The 2-2 pitch fouled just off the end of the bat of Trevor Seagraves. So staying alive here. Hunter Brown is on deck, awaiting to see if he will get an opportunity. Seagraves needs to stay alive, though. Trappers down to their final strike. The 2-2 pitch. And that's taken for strike three. Dotted a fastball on the inside part of the plate. Trevor Seagraves goes down looking. And so Ethan Swanson comes in and slams the door in the bottom of the ninth, striking out Jacob Griffin and Trevor Seagraves to end it. So the Saberdogs take game one, and they are just 2 wins away from securing their second consecutive Expedition League title. We'll take a quick break and come back for the Trapper Wrap post-game show. Your final score, Saberdogs 6, Trappers 2. We'll be right back with some post-game coverage here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Pier Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, has been brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, the Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, the Corner Station in the Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Garen Boyle Sales, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, and Pier Regional Airport. Stay tuned. The Trapper postgame show, Trapper Wrap, is next here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
Trappers game coverage on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, now continues with Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's game. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium. Ryan Breeden, your voice of the Trappers, Trapper Wrap post-game show after the Saberdogs take game one of our championship series, best of five series, over your Pier Trappers, 6-2, the final score. And so Ethan Swanson came in and slammed the door in that bottom of the ninth, back-to-back strikeouts to end it. And really the main story of this game was those first 2 innings. The Saberdogs put up a 3 spot in the top of the first, all of them with 2 outs. And we now see how impactful that is. And then the 2 runs in the second, that 2-run home run from Luis Pileo. Other than that, after those first 2 innings, the Trappers actually outscored the Saberdogs 2-1 over the final 7 innings of play. Trappers put up 1 run in the bottom of the third. Andrew Beavers scored on an RBI single from Hunter Brown. And then they put up another one in the bottom of the seventh on a RBI double into right center field from Jacob Griffin. The Trappers had another chance in the bottom of the eighth. They had bases loaded with 2 outs. Tyler Trapphagen was up there representing the tying run, but then grounded out to second to end that inning. So all in all, Lewis Manning is the losing pitcher tonight, despite throwing 151 pitches. Goes a complete game, 9 innings, 9 hits, 6 earned runs, four strikeouts and one hit batter along with two walks. The winning pitcher, Thomas Gutierrez, the Sabre Dogs ace, he is now unbeaten this season. That's the way it will remain. Seven innings, five hits, two runs, one earned run. That one earned run came back in the bottom of the seventh, and that was the first earned run that Thomas Gutierrez had allowed all season in 41 innings pitched. And he only struck out two batters as well. So that's another surprise. The Trappers went down on strikes 12 times when facing Gutierrez the first time they saw him. Went down just twice in the seven innings this time. So all around, you know, you see the maturity, the growth from this Trappers lineup. Tyler Elliott came in and ate up that eighth inning. He walked a batter, hit a couple as well. Was ultimately able to pitch out of that bases loaded jam in the eighth. And then Ethan Swanson slammed the door in the ninth. And that was really what ended it. So the Trappers lose game one, 6-2. We'll take a quick break here on the Trapper Wrap postgame. I'll get Coach Jamie Habiger to come up here and give his final thoughts on this game one before we wrap things up. 6-2, the final score. Sabre Dogs win it here against your Pier Trappers. We'll be right back for the Trapper Wrap postgame and our postgame interview on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Long summer days means lots of time to get work done. Is your mower ready? At Darren Boyle Sales, I have new 6, 7, 8, 10, and 12-foot Bush Hog mowers on hand. Plus, I have a new Bush Hog 9-foot disc mower, a Bush Hog 12-wheel rake, and a Bush Hog 8-foot mounted blade on hand priced to sell. If you're in the market for farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
It wasn't proving myself, but doing what needed to be done. Again, like, it's just what's necessary.
Former Stanley County basketball great Sam Oscarello on the game that helped make her senior year special. Hear about it on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download at your favorite station page at drgnews.com and the DRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important thing, your business and your customers.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
I don't know this song, Heather. You got me stumped. So I guess I'm 15-2 now on my Name That Tune. Coach, you have any idea what this song is?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Trapper Rap post-game here, 6-2, the final score the Saberdogs take. Game one of our Best of Five Championship Series. Ryan Breeden here, and I now have Coach Jamie Habiger. Coach, we were exchanging a few words as we were walking up here, you know. Just overall, a heck of an effort from your guys tonight, you know. Coming up short, but the Saberdogs, obviously a fantastic team. You pushed them all the way to their limit here in game one.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say enough about our guys, and I was really proud of them. You know, we just missed a couple of those timely hits. We hit the ball hard, but right at them. And Lewis Manning on the mound gave us all his effort. I mean, that was a phenomenal performance by Lewis.
Lewis went 9 innings and threw 151 pitches. Wow. For a while there, I thought his arm might fall off. But after those first 2 innings, he was on cruise control. Gave up just that one home run to Paleo.
Yep.
And that was it for 8 or 7 innings for the rest of the way. What did you think of Lewis out there, and where would this rank amongst the gutsiest outings amongst your pitchers this season?
Man, tell me about it. You know what? He definitely showed some guts tonight. I was in the 6th inning getting a guy loose, figuring he was done. And every time he came in, I'm good. I'm ready to go. I want another one. And then, I mean, he just went, just mowed through him. So Lewis threw a great game out there. But our defense was great tonight as well. You know, that one ball in the gap early on, but otherwise, man. What a team. What a great game for these guys.
So what was the message to your guys after this game down there, down that right field line?
Yeah, you know what? I just said that was one of our better games we played against these guys. We played a really complete game. Lewis threw a great game, and keep hitting like that tomorrow, and they'll fall. You know, we hit the ball hard, Palio, it's tough to drop one in their outfield. I mean, those guys can cover some ground. Delanoy and I think Martinez in center. So, I mean, those guys – getting a hit period is tough, but you know what? To put up 5 hits tonight against that guy and score a couple runs and have bases loaded and really one swing away from tying it up, which was great for these guys. It was a great game.
You got Gutierrez. He up his first earned run of the season there in the 7th. I'm sure that was something that you guys were aware of as well.
Yeah, we enjoyed that. You know, he's a sneaky little lefty, man. He throws good. It looks like it's right there, but it's got some movement on. He's got a great slider to our lefty batter. So I was real happy with the guy's performance tonight.
And so what is the what's the game plan pitching-wise going forward for game 2 and then as well, I guess, kind of leaking into that 3rd game?
Yeah, you know, we got Casey and Jack and Caleb. They're ready to go. I think Casey's going to get the start tomorrow night. We might bring in Jack for relief. But
I was just about to ask, do you think about bringing one of those starters in out of the pen?
Yeah, I'm sure Jack's going to be ready to go tomorrow night. You know, he works during the day and gets here a little late, so it'll give him time to prepare and get ready for the game. And Casey's not going to want to be pulled at all tomorrow, so he's going to come and he's going to be ready to go. That guy has got a lot of grit on the mound as well. All our pitchers are great, and if we play defense like that, get a couple timely hits, we're right in every game with these guys.
Completely agree. We'll see. Let's take game 2. It's tomorrow. Great effort in game 1, you know, a 6-2 final score. Your guys played great pretty much in every facet. You just mentioned, you know, just missing that 1 or 2 timely hits.
Yep, that's it. You know, 6-2 against these guys after scoring 5 in the first. That's a great – I mean, we overcame a lot. You know, if we were up there at the beginning of the season, they score 5 in the first couple, we shut down. But these guys, battled tonight.
It shows the growth of this young team. They really have come a long way. And even though this season, you know, is being cut short pretty much a month early, you can see that growth just over 6 weeks' time.
I agree, and that's why it's so depressing that these guys got to go home, because we could have grown a whole another month before playoffs, and who knows what could have happened. Anything's up there. So I'm real proud of the team tonight and how we've grown as a team, and you know, I'm going to miss these guys, and hopefully we come out and battle tomorrow night. We'll be ready to go.
Let's do it, Coach. We'll talk to you pregame tomorrow. I'll make sure to have a good Would You Rather question loaded up for you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Ryan. Go Trap.
So that will be it for our Trap or Rap post game. That was Coach Jamie Habiger following the 6-2 loss in game 1 against the Saberdogs, despite a very encouraging all-around effort from the team. So we will call it a night right there. We'll be back in action for game 2 tomorrow night. The Trappers trailing in the series 1-0 against the Saberdogs. First pitch, same time as tonight, 6:35. Looks like it will be a bit of a hot day tomorrow, right around upper 90s, maybe 100 degrees. That's might be where it will sit for the next 2 days. But for now, Ryan Breeden up here in the Hyde Stadium press box, signing off. 6-2, final score. Saberdogs win it. I'm Breeden here saying good night. and farewell until we meet again.
Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's Pure Trappers action. Thank you for joining us and stay with us all season long on The Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.